This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorshealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, Bambauer, fertilizer.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from a rainy Trenton, Ohio, Edgewood High School, Coomler Stadium, the scene of tonight's game between Sydney, the 12 seed in this region of Division II, the opponent, the Edgewood Cougars, the number 5 seed in this region of Division II. The winner advances to play next Friday night and takes on the winner of the Taze Valley Stebbins game at a site to be determined depending on who wins tonight's game and that game between Stebbins and Taze Valley.
So the high, no matter if there's an upset, it's still the highest seeded team next week gets a home game.
Yeah, the okay. better seeded team is the club that is at home each of the first 2 weeks of the playoffs. Forecast is for a let up in the rain, then maybe it starts back up 7:15, 7:30. Might push on out of here by 8:15 or 8:30. This is an artificial surface field. It appears to be in pretty good shape. One thing, Chuck, we have noticed, we're looking through tinted windows and the lighting here at Coomler Stadium is not the best in the world. It's a little shadowy out there. So we may be hesitant on recognizing numbers and thus names tonight.
Well, I mean, through the double tinted glass that way, I can see from the 40 down to the 30 the other way. So I'll call the game from there. You got the rest of it.
Sydney Yellow Jackets 5-5 by way of record, 6-5 if you include by Miami Valley League rules the forfeiture win over Fairborn. Meanwhile, Edgewood is 7-2, did not play a game against Hamilton early in the year. It was canceled. Edgewood lost its first couple, has reeled off 7 victories in a row. And during that span, Edgewood is averaging nearly 7 touchdowns per game. This Sydney team has excelled in offense, defense, and special teams here in the month of October. For sure, the Yellow Jackets are playing their very best football of the year. We'll hear from head coach Adam Dungis in just a few minutes. The defense has been responsible for allowing just 3 touchdowns during this surge spanning the month of October. Miles Vordemark, Jaden Swiger, Chris Hudgens, Devin Taborn, they pace the club in tackles, and the play of E.J. Davis has been electrifying. Yep. Chuck, one brilliant catch after another as a receiver, and when running the ball, he's boosted his yards per rush to nearly 6.
Well, I have become his agent. And 2 weeks ago for the Stebbins game, I said, man, hey, I'm waiting for him to have the breakout game, and he did. He is as fast as anybody Edgewood's going to throw at him. He gets the ball on the side in open. He's going to be tough to stop. On the other side, I think Sydney's got as good athletes, maybe even better athletes, but they have not played a team that runs the offense that Edgewood's going to run tonight. So it comes down to scheme and staying where you belong.
You're right. The Cougars' offensive alignment is the wing T. They will throw from it maybe once or twice a quarter. They rush the ball for about 350 yards per game. It's a dynamite offensive unit, and it may very well be the second or third best team here at Edgewood for 10-year head coach Scott Clements. Sydney will have to be on its toes defensively, that is for sure. Somehow or other, you've got to stop that belly play, the dive, the sweep, and then all of a sudden the quarterback rises up and throws the ball down the field.
Right, it's kind of like playing Navy.
Yes. Sydney's offensive line has been stellar the last 3 or 4 weeks. Evan Kennedy, Jaden Bishop, Brennan Barnes, Carson Rozier, Jaden Swiger. Let's give credit where it's due. They have been outstanding. Meanwhile, this Edgewood team features a quarterback by the name of Eli Jones, a tailback by the name of Daly, a fullback by the name of Crosby. They've all three together rushed the ball for about 1,400 yards on the year. You don't know who's going to carry the ball. They're rugged. They are hard to bring down. And they're pretty speedy when they get beyond the line of scrimmage. Certainly, Sydney has its hands full with this wing T. The quarterback, Jones, loves to throw to a wide receiver. He is a very good one. A lot of speed out on the outside in the person of Lane Howell and Braden Sullivan. Sullivan, by the way, Chuck, 32 yards per catch, 32 yards per reception.
That's pretty darn good. And the thing is, it's so, because they run the ball so well, and defensively, boy, you're trying to keep your reads, you're trying to get into the right seam, and then they pick the ball up, and all of a sudden, your safety has come up too far, they throw the ball, and you're in trouble.
Exactly. Sparse crowd here at this point, a little larger crowd down below for Edgewood. Sydney crowd filing in across the way. We are on the west side of the field. We look to the east, and the rain showers, Chuck, are coming from which direction?
It looks like it's swirling, so I think they're going to be coming from the east.
Yeah, southeast, I believe, yes. Right now there's no wind. That's a good thing. Let's take a quick look at our starting lineups for tonight's game. For the Sydney Yellow Jackets, the quarterback, Donovan Johnson, 5'10", 177, a senior. Running back, Martez Harris, 5'9", 200, a junior. Wide receiver, E.J. Davis, 5'10", 173, a senior. He'll lug the football a lot from scrimmage as well as receive it. Sam Reynolds, 6'3", 155, a junior, a wide receiver. Mitchell Davis, 6'4", 179, a sophomore. And Julius Spradling, 5'9", 160, a freshman, rounding out the receiver core. That dynamite line of scrimmage group has excelled. They really gelled over the course of the second half of the season, as Coach Dungis will comment on in just a few minutes. Evan Kennedy at a tackle, along with Carson Rozier. Kennedy, 6'1", 301, a senior. Rozier, 6 feet, 221, a senior. The guards, Jaden Bishop, 5'11", 243, a senior. And Jaden Swiger, 6'3", 222, a senior. The center, Brennan Barnes, 6'1", 220, and a junior. For the Edgewood Cougars, the starting quarterback is Eli Jones, 6'1", 175, a senior. In the offensive backfield, tailback Jaquan Daly, 6'1", 190, and a senior. Fullback Tavion Crosby, 5'10", 220, and a junior. Chuck, you heard me right. Daly, 190, the tailback, and the fullback, Crosby, weighs in at 220. They're a load.
Yeah, definitely.
The wideouts, quite fast. They can flat out fly, as I noted. One young man's name is Lane Howell, 5'10", 155, and a junior. Braden Sullivan, he's the speedster, just a sophomore, 5'10", and a 160-pounder. Tight end is number 85, Evan Swartz, 6'2", 190, and a junior for Edgewood. Along the line of scrimmage, the tackles are Cohen Moore, 5'11", 249, a sophomore, and Luke Halsey, 6'1", 225, a sophomore. The guards, C.J. Stottlemyre, a 6'2", junior, 235-pounder, and Jake Adkins, 6'2", 270, and a senior. And the offensive center is C.J. Stottlemyre, who is a junior, 6'2", 235-pounder. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, one of which is the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Key building components tonight for Sydney, Chuck. Get it in E.J. Davis's hands.
Yes.
Don't turn it over. And try to keep Edgewood's defense on the field as much as possible.
Well, yeah, I think Sydney's going to have to throw it a little bit, and they need to throw it out on the edge because, I say they have at least as good of athletes as Edgewood, and in some cases I think they're going to be better.
Those are the strong building components for Sydney. For Edgewood, three major building components, wing tee, and more of the wing tee.
Yeah.
Quarterback Jones, running backs Daly and Crosby. These are the key building components for these two clubs tonight. Remember, the finest building components from the Francis Schulze Company can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere.
Well, the Yellow Jackets won the toss and they deferred, so they're going to get to see the Edgewood offense right off the bat.
Like that, and it will be imperative for Sydney to keep Edgewood off the board on the Cougars' first possession here tonight. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, we've got you covered. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment for all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and tasty pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. Secure Common Minster, S-E-C-U-R-COM. Online at securecom.com, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New sponsors in the last several months here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Family Resource Center based in Findlay with an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. You can phone Wygant at 419-628-3107. Earlier this week, I talked with 11-year Sydney head coach Adam Dungis. He was really high on his club. It's playing its very best football of the year right now. That's for sure. One peak performance after another here in October.
And that's always what you want, and you try not to play the what-if game a whole lot, but you want to be playing your best football at the end of the year. And it's amazing what happens when you can put together a couple weeks in a row where there's no distractions, there's no injuries, there's no COVID, there's no strep throat, there's no whatever. And we've had a good, those last 2 weeks with Xenia and Stebbins, we've had a good streak of really good practices because everybody's available, and it's amazing what happens when you can do that, and you can do some neat things offensively and defensively, mainly on the offensive side of the ball. You can put some wrinkles in, some things that you hadn't been able to do prior to that when you got healthy guys and healthy offensive line. We're playing our best ball right now.
Hey, speaking of wrinkles, boy, you really threw a curve to Stebbins in that game
game here at Sydney in week 9 will love those plays and those formations.
No, it's stuff that we've had in for a couple of weeks, and it just goes back to the right moment in the game and the comfortability. When you don't get so much time to practice those kind of gadget plays, we like to call them. So if you got a guy that's out for various reasons, you kind of scrap it for that week because you don't have an opportunity to put it in. Because those are higher risk, high reward type plays. So you got to find the right spot to do it. And we had some advantages in doing that. And we did a couple of those in the Stebbins game, and we did a couple of those in the Xenia game. And once again, it goes back to we've got everybody with us those last 2 weeks.
And my, oh my, has E.J. Davis ever given this offense a positive jolt?
No, he's a great football player, and he's really, really good for us on the defensive side of the ball. And that's why at the beginning of the year, we kind of had to figure out a way to maximize his ability. And he's actually the one that came to us early August about not playing running back anymore and maybe going to wide receiver. And it was a great idea. It's something the coaches us and thought about, but we kind of dismissed it. How can you take a 2,000 career rushing guy going into his senior year and move him to wide receiver? And when he brought it up, we went with it, and it's paid off dividends for us. We can still give him the ball in a variety of different ways, but we don't have to hand it off to him 25 times a game. So he's done some really neat things at the wide receiver position. We can still give in the ball. He's an integral part on some of our screens because of what he can do blocking wise and how physical he is. And then he's still able to play a lot of defense for us, which is important.
I guess you could say the offensive line has really gelled at the right time.
No, they have. And it's a group that consists of 3 juniors and 2 seniors, but the parts have been kind of interchangeable throughout the beginning part of the year for various reasons. So we're at a point right now where those last 2 weeks it was the same 5 guys for the whole game. And when you can do that as an offensive line, everyone says there's 5 guys there, but they got to play as one. And when you're switching a guy out for whatever reason, it's hard to get that mesh. And those guys are playing really, really well right now.
Adam Dungis, 11-year head coach at Sydney, our guest before tonight's Division II playoff game here at Edgewood between the Yellow Jackets and the Edgewood Cougars, a team that is not unfamiliar to you in the past. Sydney and Edgewood have been a part of a 4-way scrimmage preseason.
Yeah, we've done that. I think we did that for about 3 years, maybe 2017, 18, and 19. We went down there all 3 years, and it was a great scrimmage. It was us, Edgewood. We always played Edgewood first, and then we got a little bit of a break then by playing Division I Milford. That's a joke. And then we had to finish it off with playing Clinton Massey. So I'm not sure why we always agree to play Clinton Massey at the end, but it was a great scrimmage for our kids, and we felt that was important because we always opened up with St. Mary's, who was a tough, hard-nosed wing T team, and we needed to up our quality in our scrimmages. So that 4-way scrimmage was a great scrimmage. We haven't done it the last couple of years because we don't play St. Mary's, the 4-way kind of just fell apart. Everybody kind of went their own ways, but no, it's the same coaching staff down there. So when you're looking at getting to the playoffs, one, you want to try to do the highest seed as you can, try to get a playoff game, a home game. Then after that, you kind of start looking, this is going to be a good one for us because there's some familiarity. I'm sure they're saying the same thing, too. You're aware of the coaching staff. It doesn't make the scouting part any easier, but at the same time, there's some familiarity with what they do and how their coaching staff works.
Hey, your defense has played extremely well all season long. It's gotten even better. It's at the top of its game right now. Highlight some of those performers on the defensive side of the ball who have really excelled for Sydney football.
Yeah, on the defensive line, we play 3 down linemen, 2 seniors that's getting the bulk of the time at our end position is Jaden Swiger and Carson Rozier. They've pretty much solidified being full-time guys for that spot for the most part. Zane Klein does go in every once in a while to rotate in for Carson Rozier, but Jaden Swiger is the prize on that line. At a linebacker position, EJ plays kind of that outside backer position. He's a really good football player. Chris Hudgens is on the other side of him. And then Devin Taborn is kind of the rock in the middle there. He's a really, really good hard-nosed backer and a really smart football player. And then of our 4 secondary guys, junior Miles Vordemark is playing at a high level. He does a lot of really good things, sees the plays really well. From that safety position, we ask a lot of him to insert himself into the running game, and he's doing a nice job with that. And he's consequently leading us in tackles.
My thoughts about about Edgewood. How do you prepare for the wing tee this week?
Yeah, no, it's never easy to do. And at least in the past when we had to prepare for the wing tee, it was week one. So you kind of had the preseason to get yourself familiar with it and kind of mix it in here and there. And now you got to prepare for it just 1 week. And it's an opponent that you're not overly familiar with. But they do some nice stuff. And the nice thing is our defensive stats have been around long enough that we've had to prepare for St. Mary's in the past. And even at Tip City, you know, they all run the wing tee, but everybody has their own little wrinkles and variation. But at the end of the day, the wing tee, you got trap, you got buck sweep, and you got a belly. And with those three plays, that's the bread and butter of almost everybody's wing tee. And you practice them, and you got to be prepared for a bunch of other little wrinkles formation-wise. Those guys like to formation you to death to try to get you outmanned. And then and those guys always have some kind of one or two trick plays as far as throwbacks and that kind of stuff. So, and that's, you know, it, obviously they're going to run the ball 80, 90% of the time, but they have some capable passing game. Number 32 for them, Braden Sullivan, is a speedster. He's a sophomore, and he can flat out put them down and pick them up. No consequence. I mean, he's got 17 catches on the year, but he's averaging 32 yards on each catch. So, you know, obviously they can still put the ball up in the air. So it's definitely a task for us this week.
Adam Dungis, head coach of Sydney, his club getting ready for a powerhouse tonight, the Edgewood Cougars. Sydney, the Valley Division champs of the Miami Valley League, on a roll, having won their last four games in league play. Edgewood Cougars on a roll, seven straight victories for Edgewood after a couple of opening season losses, as we hear from Cougars head coach, a 10-year man, Scott Clements.
You know, we started, you know, season 0-2, played a, you know, very good, sound, fundamental Milford team week one. Some things we had to work on. Got in a Franklin game, made some mistakes you shouldn't make in a Friday night football game, and, you know, unfortunately came away with a loss in that game. And then from there, you know, we started hitting our strides as a team. You know, we as coaches had to reassess, you know, things we were doing. You know, I had to give it the players, kind of reassess some things we were asking. We was asking too much from too many players at that point, so we had to kind of go back and reassess. You know, who fits where the best force, you know, at that point to get the offense and defense going. We did that, and from there, you know, we just took off.
Hey, you have been coaching here 10 years. This is not your first playoff rodeo. You've been here before. Where does this club stack up with your others? This is a mighty good team.
Yeah, I mean, they are. You know, you look at, you know, what we're doing offensively and defense. I mean, you know, definitely, you know, one of the teams, you know, since I've, you know, during my tenure as head coach, you know, one of the, you know, teams that's been a pleasure to coach and watch and, you know, see their body of work on Friday night. So, you know, they rank up there, you know, in the top. You know, so it's just been a pleasure to see these young men grow as a group and gel together as a team.
Offensively, defensively, what does the fan in the stands expect to see from Edgewood football?
Yeah. Well, I mean, offense, I mean, it's no secret. You know, teams see us and talk to us. Like, I mean, we're a very run-heavy team.
The wing tee.
Yeah, the wing tee. I mean, we're traditional, you know, we put the wing tee in when I was a junior in high school here at Edgewood, and it's just been something, you know, we believe in it as, you know, as coaches, our players, our youth coaches do a great job of implementing it down at the youth level. Our junior high coaches are, you know, past Edgewood graduate and varsity coaches and play, you know, the wing tee, so, you know, they know it, believe in it, and, you know, so it's just something, you know, as a community and as a program, you know, we love the wing tee and what it brings to the, you know, it showcases our players and who we have and their talents.
Hey, highlight a few of those skill players you've got and their attributes. A young man we'll be talking about in play-by-play of tonight's game.
Yeah, I mean, Jaquan Daly, you know, running back for us. I mean, Jay, we like him. He's old-fashioned. You know, he's not going to run away from you. You know, if he sees you coming, he's going to go at you. And, you know, he's hard to bring down because of his physicality. Tavion Crosby, fullback, you know, same way. You know, Tavion's not, you know, he's not going to spin and, you know, try to get out of bounds on you. He's going to go through you to get to where he needs to go. And then Braden Sullivan, that wing spot, you know, he's that finesse, but he's also got that strength too to get to, but he's got that breakaway speed, you know, to get us on the edge and take it to the house.
Defensively, you're based on the defensive front, and what are your tendencies? Do you press? Do you blitz?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're a 3-4 defense, and our, you know, our defense staff does a, you know, good job of, you know, breaking out film and, you know, seeing what teams are doing and stuff like that. And, you know, as far as us, I mean, we're one of those ones we want kids to play, you know, fast and physical. So, you know, we don't, you know, we're not very big on blitzing. We want kids to, you know, read their keys, make plays, rally to the ball as a group, and, you know, and play fast and physical.
And Scott Clemens, 10-year head coach at Edgewood, our guest before tonight's Division II playoff game between the Edgewood Cougars and Sydney. What do you know about the Yellow Jackets? What are you preparing for?
Well, we actually used to scrimmage in for a number of years in our four-way and stuff, and then the COVID hit, and we had to cut back land. We didn't get back together. So, you know, we know a little bit about them, but it's been a while since we scrimmaged, but, you know, seeing them on film, very athletic group. Quarterback's very dangerous throwing the ball and running the ball on their offensive line. You know, they got some big guys up there, you know, can move you. Defensively, you watch them, you know, they fly around once again, you know, somewhat a little bit of a mirror image of our defense as far as, you know, they fly to the ball and they got some nice speed and skill players out there playing defense.
As you head into week 11, what is Edgewood football fine-tuning at this point at the end of October?
For us, I mean, you ask our players what are at this point. We're one of those ones, we don't invent new things. You know, it's we go to practice, we do what we do, what we've been doing. We'll run the same drills, you know, same expectations, same intensity of what we've been doing. You know, being assistant here for a number of years, being head coach, you know, we've been blessed to be to the playoffs quite a few times. So I've learned, you know, you don't mess with it. You know, you stay with the routine. You know, like the players, you know, feel like nothing's really changed. Just it's another week of football, and we're going to go out there and practice and get after it like we've been doing.
In winning the Southwest Ohio Football Conference for the fourth time in the last 6 years, Edgewood, guided by head coach Scott Clemens, has rolled up these point totals the last 7 weeks, 34, 42, 52, 49, 49, 42, 48. It is a juggernaut offensively. Sydney has its hands full. Our kickoff brought to you by Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Kick off your therapy with Pinnacle. Pinnacle Sports Therapy will keep you moving forward.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
A booming kickoff by Carson Taylor to start the game. It's through the end zone, and Edgewood Chuck puts its wing tee to work at its own 20 here at the outside.
Yeah, nice kickoff. I mean, he got all of it. I don't. There's not any wind. The flag is hanging straight down.
Right.
So that was all leg.
So many thanks to Doug Roller, our Sydney High School football statistician. He is in the booth. He's our right-hand man. Well, he's my left-hand man tonight. And Chuck McBee is on the right. First play from scrimmage for Edgewood from the 20-yard line is a run over right tackle by the big fullback, Tavion Crosby, 5'10", 220, a junior. And he powers from the 20 to about the 25.5, a gain of a little over 5 on tonight's first play from scrimmage.
Well, that interior defensive line, those three young men up there need to handle that so the guys on the outside, the perimeter, can handle the sweep.
Oh, here's a running play to the far left. Uh-oh, it's a loose ball. Edgewood caught way back behind the line of scrimmage. Flag was thrown.
No, that was a mark.
Maybe that was just a marker by the official. And somehow, some way, Edgewood landed on the football way back at its own 8. Miscommunication in the Cougars' offensive backfield on the sweep to the near side out of the wing tee. Sydney almost coming up with an enormous turnover, Chuck, to start the game.
Yeah, that would have been huge, but nice job. They got them pinned back now. They got to watch out for that throw.
Some 23 yards to go for a first down on third down for Edgewood, and there is a lot of movement up front between the tackles of the Cougars, and that will cost them half the distance to the goal. The line to gain is the 30. The new line of scrimmage is the 3. So it's third down and 27. Sydney with a chance with a stop here to gain super field position. From the wing tee, the quarterback Eli Jones gives it offensive backfield to Daly. Daly pops through an opening, surges to the 10. He's down right there. He garnered 7, but it is 4th and 20 to go for Edgewood. Not a good beginning for the Cougars in the wing tee.
Well, and I'll tell you what a confidence builder for the Yellow Jackets defensively.
David Rumpler, a sophomore, 5 feet, 9 inches tall, 155-pounder, kicks from 5 yards deep in his end zone, short, wobbly, hits at the Edgewood 36-yard line. Oh, it's a friendly Cougar bounce to the 50, the 49 of Sydney.
That's great field position for the first offensive possession by the Yellow Jackets.
As I mentioned several minutes ago, Sydney Yellow Jackets with their first division, league, conference title, call it what you want, in 51 years, taking the Miami Valley Division Valley, or I should say the Miami Valley League Valley Division Championship. I'll get it straight, sort of a tongue twister. Sydney finishing strong, downing West Carrollton 36-6, Stebbins 35-20, and Xenia 38-0 in the last three league encounters. Sydney on a roll. Donovan Johnson at the helm, handoff on the play to Harris, first play from scrimmage. He stood up at the point of attack, down he goes. No gain, 2nd and 10.
Well, I'm going to try this name. That was Radical Rothamel.
Yep.
And boy, he caught him and threw him down.
Defensive standout along the line, Rothermel in there on the hit for the Cougars. 2nd down and 10, Sydney at the Yellow Jackets 49. Moving from north to south on your computer screen or phone, as you imagine things here at Edgewood. Looked like Sydney jumped way offside. It's a pre-snap foul.
I think nerves on both teams, especially offensively. Yep. Both teams are struggling a little bit.
Sam Reynolds, the wideout for Sydney, a running start. So it's 2nd and 15 for Sydney at the Yellow Jackets 44. We played 2.5 minutes, no score. Edgewood had it once, went in reverse, punted. Sydney has the ball near midfield. 2nd down and long, 16 to go for a first down. The line to gain is the Edgewood 41. Here is Donovan Johnson back to throw. He's got a body on his back. He unloads it, middle of the field. Yes, it's caught. Oh, dandy reception on the play. Was that E.J. Davis?
It sure was.
Woo, on the ground, reminding me of catches in recent weeks by E.J. He was sliding to the turf.
Yep.
Great throw, but Johnson, he was plowed into.
Yeah, he got hit right when he threw it.
He was smacked as he pitched it down the field. And in front of the defensive backs, E.J. Davis found a soft spot in the zone, and he hauled it in at the 40 of Edgewood. 17-yard gain, 1st and 10 Yellow Jackets. Donovan Johnson, offensive backfield, handoff, ball carrier to the line of scrimmage. It's Davis, and he's drilled hard at the 39. Looked to me like, Chuck, he got a yard forward progress. The official did not give it to him.
Well, he got popped right in the hole, boy. That was an outstanding defensive play.
2nd down, 9 yards to go for Sydney. Line of scrimmage, the Yellow Jackets 40. Sydney's first possession, 8:21 to go, opening quarter.
That was Wyatt Walker that made the hit there.
And he really nailed the Sydney ball carrier. 2nd and 10, no gain. Donovan Johnson, fake handoff in the offensive backfield. Then a quick pass in the flat to Reynolds, and he's drilled immediately. Down he goes, spun around, tossed to the turf at the 39. Edgewood all over it. Quick flip to Reynolds, pickup of 1, 3rd and 9, Sydney, at the 39 of Edgewood. That's one of those plays, Chuck, where if you can catch it, get some space, make a block, or make a man miss, it could be a 10 or 15-yard gain real quick. Edgewood nearly moving on the defensive line. 3rd and 9, Sydney. 39 of Edgewood. Long cadence by Donovan Johnson. He's got trips to the left. Reynolds, short side of the field. Deep drop, but Johnson wanted to set up a screen, and we've got a pre-snap penalty.
Offsides.
5 yards against Edgewood. And now I think without question, Chuck, Sidney's got to be in four down territory.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt about it. On the 34?
Yep, third and about four to go. Ball inside the Edgewood 35.
Edgewood's defense on this first possession has looked pretty good. I mean, they're very, very athletic.
Edgewood in the road, navy blue, helmets, shirts, pants. Sidney, the road, white, black headgear, gold trim, black pants, gold piping. And Sidney runs it, knowing they can run it twice on third and fourth downs. They go off tackle. It's Martez Harris squirting to the 32, the 31. Oh, is he close? Foot short. Going to be fourth down for Sidney. Surprised there's no measurement here. I'm eyeballing it.
Well, he had to get to the 30, and he's just a teeny bit short of that. So
from the just inside the 31, Sidney needs to get to just short of the 30 for a first down. Fourth down, huge play early in this game. Donovan Johnson not under center. He'll take the snap way back at the 36, and he wants to throw for it. Oh, there's a
face mask,
a collar or a face mask. One of the two. Donovan Johnson is sacked. He lost on the play about 11 or 12, but Edgewood is going to be whistled. That is a personal foul big time, and that'll cost the Cougars 15.
Man, I mean, he had five people on him before he could lift his head up to look downfield.
Surprised at the play call, Chuck?
Incredibly.
That was fourth down and about 2 feet to go for a first down.
He doesn't get grabbed by the face mask, and it's Edgewood ball.
You're right. Donovan Johnson was going to be sent to the turf in a heartbeat way back behind the line of scrimmage. As Sidney elected to try and throw it on fourth and a couple feet, Sidney gets a break. Roughness penalty against Edgewood. First and 10, Sidney. 26-yard line of the Cougars. Running play, middle of the field, stuffed by Edgewood. Loss of one.
They tried to keep it that time, but the defense, boy, they're tough against the run so far.
Donovan Johnson tried to wriggle up the middle for Sidney. There was not a sliver of an opening. And Edgewood jammed him a yard behind the line of scrimmage at the 27. Second down, 11. Sidney and Edgewood's end of the field. No score. 5.5 to go, first quarter. Here's a flat pass thrown down inside the 25. Leaping reception by Sidney at the 22. Run after catch to the 20.
That was spraddling, and I'll tell you, that was a great catch because that pass was high.
You're right, Chuck. Neatly done by Julius Spradling. He speared it way up above his helmet and reeled it in, ran a few more yards, setting up a third and three for Sidney. Line of scrimmage, the 19 of Edgewood. Donovan Johnson in the pocket. Here's a quick slant to a receiver who's got it down around the 15 or 16. I don't think he got the first down, though. He hauled in the ball. Reception good. Tackle immediately right now. Gain of 2.5. It's going to be fourth and less than one all over again.
Wow. I mean, what from having the ball on the their own 49-yard line, it's been a struggle. They've run a lot of plays to get down there.
All the way down to 4 minutes and 30 seconds to go in a very quickly played first quarter. Donovan Johnson needs about a foot for a first down at the 17 of Edgewood. Donovan rolling left, needs a block, cuts it back. He's not going to make it. He is dragged down beyond the numbers, far side. He lost a yard, and Sidney turns it over on downs. Tough break for the Yellow Jackets. They were picking up 8 or 9 yards pretty consistently on two or three plays, but didn't get yards again. Ended on fourth down to convert.
Well, it's easy to sit up here and say, I would have liked to have seen. He had the pitch that time. If he would have had the pitch, I think they got the first down easy.
Yep, Edgewood stops. Sidney takes over the football at the Cougars 17 with 4:15 to go in the opening period. Quarterback Eli Jones under center. Hands off in the offensive backfield. Oh, Sidney's all over it. My, oh, my, what a play. Who made the initial contact, Chuck?
I'm going to find it here. That was Jaden Swagger.
What a hit by Swagger. he wiped out the ball carrier Daly. He sent him on his heels in reverse. It's a -4, second down and 14 for Edgewood. line of scrimmage is the Cougars 13.5. Final 3.5 minutes, first quarter. Right up the gut, it's Crosby powering. He's got a few yards, 15, 16, 17. Sidney sits on him right there. Edgewood trying to battle out of its own end of the field and get it flipped. Sidney resisting. 3rd and 9 for Edgewood.
Both teams have ran. There have been 10 running plays by the two teams. There's been four negative plays and two stopped at the line of scrimmage out of the 10. 6 out of the 10.
Wow. It's been a defensive performance for both clubs so far. Here's the quarterback, Eli Jones. Way back to pass on 3rd and 9. He's at the 9-yard line. Heaves it down the near sideline, right in front of the Cougars bench. It's caught. It's caught. Great play by Edgewood. Reeled in by the wide receiver. I think it was McQueen, a 5'7 sophomore, who came looping down the near sideline. There is a marker down, though, back at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a hold on Edgewood.
Illegal downfield.
How about that?
Holding on Sidney, so they're going to offset.
Still, though, a break Sidney in that the play does not count.
That was a really nice throw to the sideline that time.
It sure was. The quarterback, Eli Jones, was way back inside his own 10, and he threw it down the near side of the field between the numbers and the boundary to a wide receiver who caught it, though he was well covered. The penalty's offset. The play is negated. 3rd and 9 all over again for Edgewood. Line of scrimmage is the Cougars' 17-yard line. 2:58 to go first quarter. There is no score. This is Edgewood's second possession. Sidney's had it once. You talk about a fast play at opening period. Here's the quarterback, Eli Jones, way back to pass, 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Heaves it, middle of the field, across the 50, down inside the 45, batted away. Great defensive effort by Sidney, intended for the speed demon Sullivan, and that was tipped on the play by Wheeler of the Yellow Jackets.
The fans over here are upset. That was not pass interference. That was an outstanding defensive play.
Oh, that was expert defense in the secondary by Sidney. Jai Wheeler was all over the deep receiver down the middle on a fly pattern for Edgewood.
I think the scary thing for Sidney right now, even though they've had two really good defensive stands, the quarterback throws the ball on the money. That was right there. That was a great defensive play.
He's got a strong arm. You're right, Chuck. He's accurate, too. Here is the kick by Rumpler from his goal line. It's a high one. It's short of the Sidney deep man, and the Yellow Jackets cannot catch it at the 50. It takes a hop down inside the 45. Sidney starts from about its own 43. First down, 10 yards to go here in the opening quarter, 2.5 left. There is no score. Sidney's had the better of it in terms of field position. You don't get points for that, though.
So far, neither team is really able to move the football.
Nope. Yellow Jackets to the line of scrimmage with a 1st and 10 from their own 43. It's rather obvious that Sidney's defense is primed for the wing tee and has done a good job slowing it down. Three receivers far left. Donovan Johnson keeps. No, a late pitch. Good running play, wide right. Edgewood with a tackle at the 50. The gain is good for 6. Devin Taborn took the belated pitch on the play from Donovan Johnson, the quarterback for Sidney. He skirted right in. His foot was marked out a little shorter than where I had first thought. New line of scrimmage, the Sidney 49. A gain of 4, 2nd down 6, Yellow Jackets. 1 yard shy of the 50. Trips to the left, the wide side of the field for Donovan. He throws that way. And it's a little screen. It's thrown forward. It's missed. The ball's on the turf, but it's incomplete.
That went right through Davis's hands. You won't see that very often.
Looked like EJ had a blocker or two out in front. Had he been able to make one man miss, he might have been able to blitz the defensive Edgewood for a 10 or 15-yard gain.
Well, I think when they watch the film tomorrow, they'll see that EJ took his eyes looking downfield to see where he's going to run before he secured the ball.
I think so. 3rd and 6, Sidney, 49. Yellow Jackets run it right up the middle. And the ball carrier, Harris, hit at the 50, stays on his feet. Good balance. and he churns to the 46-yard line of Edgewood. It's going to be fourth down and about a yard and a half to go for a first down. Sidney up to the line of scrimmage quickly. Donovan Johnson behind the center. Now he retreats in the shotgun spread. Edgewood nearly jumping offside. Now Sidney.
Sidney's going to punt.
You think this is a pooch?
I think there's no doubt about it.
It might very well be. It is. Sidney gets it away. High and short. Hits at the 24-yard line of Edgewood. Takes a bounce the other way. Not to Sidney's advantage. Yellow Jackets gained about 25 yards, and that's it.
Again, sometimes you outthink yourself. That, for one thing, that pooch was almost blocked. And secondly, if you're going to go ahead and kick, put your punter out there and try to pin him back.
I would agree. You're right, Chucky. It was almost partially blocked.
And that is coming from 30 years of coaching basketball.
Well, Edgewood now with its best field position of this game, starting a drive. Cougars have it at their own 25. A minute to go in the first quarter, no score. Handoff, Daly, right tackle, out of the wing tee. Breaks a tackle, breaks another, stays on his feet, plowing far side of the field into the Sidney bench. And he's driven out of bounds at the 39-yard line after romping for 14.
That is their first down of the quarter.
And it took the Cougars 11 minutes to earn it. First and 10, Edgewood, 39 of the Cougars. Well, Sidney's had the ball at virtually every play in Edgewood territory, but nothing to show for it. Cougars to the line of scrimmage, first and 10, their own 39. Eli Jones, who can throw it well, gives it to Crosby, offensive backfield, stutter step, makes a jump cut to the right. He's hit again, stays on his feet, running wide, out of bounds, into the Yellow Jackets bench. He might have picked up a yard and a half.
Well, I tell you what, he got hit hard, got knocked backwards, and stayed on his feet. He's a pretty talented kid.
That was Tavion Crosby. My mistake, ball marked at the 39, not the 41.
Yeah, they were up there, and then this guy, the linesman on this side, moved it back.
Yep, he got it corrected, and it's officially spotted for play at the 39. And the first quarter will end here at Edgewood. Yellow Jackets nothing, Cougars nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sidney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sidney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular the customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sidney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee along with Doug Roller, Sidney High School football statistician. We are in the booth on the west side of Coomler Stadium on the campus of Edgewood High School. Nothing, nothing score. We start the second quarter. Here come the Cougars to the line of scrimmage at their own 39. It's the quarterback. Jones gives it to Daly. Daly running right, makes a man miss. Herky-jerky move. He's got the first down, stays on his feet, and streaks down the near sideline to the 47 of Sidney, a 13-yard gainer. Not much offensive production by either team, Chuck, until the last couple of plays.
Yeah, he's a good runner. Heard from Scott Ward from the Tiger. He's listening to us tonight.
Okay, good. Thanks, Scott. Hello.
He'll have the Versailles Tigers tomorrow night.
20 seconds into the second period of play. Edgewood lines up at the 47 of Sidney. First man through, Crosby gets the call. He stood up at the line of scrimmage. Here come two, three white shirts for Sidney to stalemate the ball carrier at the 45. A plus two on the play. Second down, eight, Edgewood. I tell you what, Sidney is rallying to the ball very well.
Defensively playing outstanding. Offensively, they've had their chances.
Yes. Hudgens and Vortimark in on the last tackle for the Yellow Jackets. From the 45 of Sydney, Edgewood, second down, 8 to go. Quarterback Jones under center. Fakes it on the play to Crosby, gives to Daly the tailback. He's tiptoeing to the right side behind blockers, short side of the field. Not much of an opening. He creeps his way down to the 41, third and four. About 3.5 to go for a first down for Edgewood outside the Sydney 40. A minute and a half gone here in the second quarter. This figured to be a pretty quickly played game tonight.
Yeah, both teams like to run the ball.
Many runs from scrimmage. Let's see what Edgewood does here. Third and better than three. It's Daly running, counter, right side. He's got a cavity, a big hole, shoots through it. He's got 10 yards, 15, stays on his feet. He is bopped out of bounds at the 25 of Sydney. Edgewood getting its rushing game into gear.
Well, I'll tell you what, Daly is what I like to refer to as smooth. I mean, he's tall, he's kind of lanky. Gets that stride going. Kind of reminds me of Robert Smith from Ohio State back in the day.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Jaquan Daly, a senior, 6'1", 190-pounder, leading Edgewood's ground game right now. Cougar set up shop, 25-yard line of Sydney. 10 minutes to go, second quarter, no score. Edgewood on a serious march. First man through is Tavion Crosby, and he's popped immediately. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was Chris Hudgens, and my goodness, Hudgens was being held, and he made the play in the backfield.
Hudgens hugged him and pulled him to the turf. A loss on the play of a full two. Back to the 27. Standout performance by Hudgens on that defensive effort. Second and 12, Edgewood, 27 of Sydney. 9:28 to go, second quarter, no score. Cougars, receiver to the right. Quarterback Eli Jones gives it off offensive backfield. It is Daly. Tries to go outside right tackle. He's upended after gaining just two. It'll be third and 10 Edgewood at the Sydney 25.
Jeff Bray listening down in beautiful Myrtle Beach.
And he was in better weather
in
just
Phoenix,
a couple
yep.
days ago in Arizona.
Well, he said he landed at 3:15 today, and he's been looking forward to this all day. Glad to have you, Jeff.
Heck of a game in progress. 8:50 left. Second quarter, third and 10 Edgewood, 25 of Sydney. And we've got premature movement against the Cougars. It's a pre-snap penalty. It'll cost Edgewood five.
That's four penalties now on the Cougars.
Cougars playing here at home, week 11, have seemed a little more nervous than Sydney.
Making some mistakes for sure.
Yeah. So it's now third and 15 for Edgewood at the 30. Here's Eli Jones way back behind the line of scrimmage, some 15 yards behind the line, throwing cross field to a receiver who goes up for the wobbly pass and brings it down. It is Sullivan on the catch. It was poorly thrown. Somehow or other, the quarterback for Edgewood, Eli Jones, some 12, 13 yards behind the line, falling down, got away a cross-field wobbler that just sailed over the outstretched hands of a couple Yellow Jackets. Ball was thrown from the numbers on this side to the hash on the other, and lo and behold, Sullivan came down with it, just enough yards for a first down. It is first and 10 for Edgewood. They pulled the rabbit out of the hat on that play.
He had a lot of pressure on him, and I'm not sure how he got that ball out there. Like you said, it was a lame duck.
Eli Jones to Daly, offensive backfield. He's got a gaping hole. Look at him go. He thrusts his body across the line of scrimmage. He won't be stopped. Touchdown, Daly for Edgewood. Driving hard to the end zone from 13 yards out. Boy, that offensive line for Edgewood opened up a sizable hole for Daly. And like you say, Chuck, this tailback for Edgewood is not lickety-split, but he's smooth.
Oh, yeah, I tell you what, he's got quickness with the football, and he just you can see him, he's like an athlete.
And credit to offensive linemen Cohen Moore, Radical Rothermel, Jake Atkins, Luke Halsey, C.J. Stottlemyre. I may have mentioned this, Stottlemyre as the offensive guard
in that pregame starting lineup. My C looked like a G, Stottlemyre the center. But I tell you what, those up front guys paved the way for Daly. He got touched down around the two or three, but by then he had generated some force. Extra point coming up here by Rumpler of Edgewood. There is a discussion going on down at the field at the moment. 8:21 left in the opening quarter. Edgewood scores first, 6-0. PAT try by Rumpler of the Cougars. Out of the hold of the quarterback, Jones. High snap. Swing of the leg. The kick. It is plenty long enough, high enough. Yes, he's got it. Rumpler boots home the extra point. Edgewood 7, Sydney nothing. Just over 8 to play, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangemanfh.com.
Well, the Yellow Jackets need to control the ball the last 8 minutes plus here in the second quarter and put game-tying points on the board. Down 7-0 is Sydney. Edgewood in front, 8:21 left till halftime. Kickoff by Rumpler of Edgewood is down the right side of the field, out of bounds. Sydney starts first and 10 from its own 35-yard line. Yellow Jackets elect to have Edgewood reboot it, and that will allow Sydney to get the ball in the field of play, no doubt. Well, and with their speed, Yellow Jackets like to use the return as an offensive play.
Yeah, I'm not sure I blame them. I mean, the ball on the 35 is not bad, but
right.
That was a terrible kick.
Yep. So we will see here who for the Yellow Jackets can get their hands on it. Davis, Wheeler, Taborn, the threesome back deep at the 10 and 5-yard line. Sydney trailing 7-0. Winner of this game plays the club that comes out on top in the game tonight between Stebbins and Taze Valley. That's being played over near Circleville, the home of Taze Valley High School. Short kick, bouncing down to the 28-yard line. Sydney goes to a knee to cover it right there.
So they lost 7 yards by accepting the penalty.
Your math, Chuck, is right on the button.
See? I went to school.
Yeah, I would always take it at the 35.
Me too.
Yeah, I would take it at the 35. You're
all day long.
Mm-hmm. Sure would. And I cannot believe these NFL return men, Chuck, who take the ball 3 yards deep in the end zone, run it back to the 17 when they would have gotten it at the 25.
Well, that, and on top of that, there's 80% of the time on any kind of a punt or kickoff return, there's a block in the back.
Exactly. Here is Sydney running it on first and 10 from their own 29. And it's Donovan Johnson who kept it, and he weaved his way for two or three.
That was a good read that time. The outside play was well covered.
Actually, he was given every bit of his forward progress in that last lurch out to about the 33. So it's a plus four, second and 6. Johnson, quick flat pass, hauled in by Sydney. It's Mitchell Davis, tries to make a man miss, can't. He's wrapped up. Play goes for one, that's it. Edgewood's defense has been on time and on the money so far, hitting Sydney pretty hard. And
Yellow Jackets not getting much after these very short receptions.
Well, and they have to almost throw the short pass because they're not getting any protection for him.
Edgewood with seven in the box. Here comes the pressure after Donovan Johnson.
Oh, he's all by himself.
Long heave down the right side of the field. Open receiver. Donovan running away from the action. Can't get it to him. It's incomplete down inside the 40-yard line.
Boy, he gets that ball to Davis, and it's a touchdown.
Exactly. E.J. was running clear. Donovan Johnson was running for his life.
Yeah.
So it's fourth down for Sydney. 4 yards to go for a first down from the Yellow Jackets 35. And that Sydney possession took just a bit over 60 seconds. That's all. So Edgewood will have 7:18 on the clock. Each team with three timeouts. Kick, Carson Taylor, Sydney, end over end, line drive. Caught, dropped at the 34. Run back by Edgewood. Here's a wedge. One block, another block, a missed tackle. Return to the 50-yard line, over it, all the way to the Sydney 44.
What a great name. That was Brick Barker.
Now, Brick Barker, good return man. And a formidable return of that punt. He was hit two or three times. And he shed tacklers like he was a brick building. He would not be denied. Excellent return after muffing the kick initially. And Edgewood sets up shop at the Sydney 44. Right up the gut, it's Crosby. He goes down to a hand, maintains his balance. After a 4-yard gain, stays on his feet. He's got more. He pushes downfield for 12 or 13.
They're starting to get that offense rolling right now.
It's a machine. The Edgewood Cougars starting to rush the ball for double digits on every play.
Well, and this is the kind of offense that, boy, when you get in a rhythm, it's hard to stop.
Yep. First and 10, Sydney 31. You got a tight end and one receiver. Under center, Eli Jones. Gives it on the play to Daly. Daly roaming to the right. Outside the tackle. Oh, he's got a lot of space. Stays on his feet. He hammers down to the 23, 22. Run out of bounds right there. But he carved out about 8 or 9 more. A yard shy of a first down. Edgewood getting 8 to 15 per play now. Sydney's defense on its heels against this wing T rushing attack from Edgewood. Under center, Eli Jones. He gives it to the first man through. It's Crosby. Makes a man miss. Runs over a Yellow Jacket. Stays on his feet. And he piles his way down to the 15. Stacked up right there. Three or four white shirts on his back. But it's a first down run. Batavion Crosby. First and 10, Edgewood. 15 of Sydney. 6:31 to go second quarter. Edgewood up 7-0. Sydney needs a timeout on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or need cash-out refinancing, the experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Member, osgoodbank.com. First and 10, Edgewood, 16 of Sydney. Running play, pounding Bumble. Right up the gut. Loose ball. Was the ball carrier down? And did he lose it because of contact with the turf at the 9?
Right. They're marking the guy on the side, marked him down.
Oh, the ball.
Probably a good call.
Yep. Football trickled back to the 13 where Sydney pounced on it. Gain on the play of 6 for Crosby to the 9 of Sidney. Chuck, you were remarking during the commercial break, wow, is this Crosby ever built?
Yeah, he is a 5'10", 220 pounds.
He is like a human wrecking ball. It's Daly. He goes outside tackle, spin move, 3-yard line, over, touchdown. He made it look easy.
The Cougar Express is starting to roll.
Oh, yeah. Cougar Express was delayed for a short while at the start of the game tonight, but it's on schedule right now. And Sidney is in a 13-0 hole. Rumpler on for the extra point. That was a touchdown run, Chuck, of what, 6, 7
yards? 9 yards.
9 to short of 10. Daly and Crosby, double whammy damage done by the duo in the Edgewood offensive backfield. Rumpler extra point out of the hold of Jones. It is twisting off to the left. It is no good. Missed it. High snap. Jones got it down, but Rumpler overcooked it just a bit. 5:51 to go, second quarter. Sidney trails 13-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We have Doug Roller, our Sidney High School football statistician, and Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. Are right on top of it this Daly for the Cougars, Chuck. What, 90 yards, 9 carries?
Yeah, he's they caught him. They stopped him the first couple of times, but he just has been unstoppable. And give that offensive line some credit.
Kickoff by Rumpler through the end zone, and the Sidney Yellow Jackets start first down, 10 yards to go from the 20. Well, what a weapon it is, Chuck, if in high school football you can wallop that kickoff through the end zone, make the opposing team start from the 20.
Well, that's kind of strange because his first two kickoffs were horrible.
They were. And he excelled on the last one. Donovan Johnson, offensive backfield, half roll to the right, then gives it on a reverse, a counter back to the near side. Was that E.J. Davis?
Yep.
And he spun for about 7 or 8.
That was the same play they ran against Stebbins 2 weeks ago for a huge yardage. Edgewood was looking for it, but that was still an 8-yard gain.
And well done by Edgewood to make quick recognition. Flo went to the right. Davis in motion came back to the left. Got the handoff from Donovan Johnson and reeled off 8. Here's Donovan throwing right flat behind the line of scrimmage. Receiver has it. He's collared immediately. Might have slipped ahead for a couple. Just barely got the first down. Reynolds snared it. First and 10, Sidney, at their own 30. 5:14 to go here in the second quarter. Edgewood on top, 13-0. A player shaken up gives us the opportunity to tell you all about Steve and Ted's, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. At Steve and Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems, and we offer complete plumbing and electrical work, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning began Steve and Ted's back in 2002. They quickly built a superb reputation for offering quality products and services at good prices. A new home heating and cooling system is one of the most important investments you will make. And we will make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Steve and Ted's in Anna, flexible finance options available. 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's your local Lennox dealer. proud to offer only the finest and cooling, the finest heating and cooling products. Lennox, the trusted name in the HVAC industry. Here is Sydney back to pass. Donovan Johnson rifles it down the middle of the field, and it is a post pattern caught on the dead run at the 50. Long run after catch for 25 more. Is that E.J. Davis,
that
Chuck?
That was Davis, yep.
Woo! E.J. Davis after the timeout break with Sydney. Zip down the middle of the field. It was a long, skinny post. Donovan Johnson hit him in stride. First and 10 for Sydney. Inside the 25 of Edgewood. And the running play on first and 10 spurts ahead for a couple.
Now we're down on the end of the field where we're looking through double tinted glass.
Yep, a lot of tinted windows in front. Plus a poor lighting overhead. And it's really difficult to make out numbers. Second down and 9 officially for Sydney, and a pre-snap penalty is going to wipe out this play. Well, the completion to Davis, Chuck, went for about, what, 40-some?
It went for 46.
That was a beauty.
Unofficially.
And Donovan Johnson has got a very, very strong arm.
Well, that was a well-designed play because they faked it into the line, got the safeties come up, and threw the ball over the top. Excellent, excellent call.
We may have miscounted by 5. 41 yards officially.
I can't count past 41.
Nicely run route by E.J. Davis. Donovan Johnson spot on with the heave. Second and 9. Donovan back to pass in the flat. Receiver behind the line of scrimmage. Play being strung out, though. Dropped in the field of play. Down around the... And line of scrimmage may be a hair behind it. Completed pass may have gone for a minus 1 or 2.
No, they had second and 15 because of the penalty. So.
My mistake. Play gained a yard and a half.
Yep.
So it's third down for Sydney. 13 and a half to go for a first down. Donovan Johnson rolling wide right, using the whole width of the field. Fires a bullet down inside the 20-yard line. It is ruled no good. Out of bounds. Am I correct? Fourth down coming?
Fourth and 13.
I missed that penalty in there, so it's fourth and 13. And it appears Sydney is sending on the field goal unit. This would be a rather lengthy kick.
43 yards.
Carson Taylor will try this from the 33. There's no wind. It's going to have to be a 43-yard boomer. Out of the hold of Donovan Johnson. Could it be a fake? We're going to find out in seconds. 3:28 to go, second quarter. Good snap from center. Oh, the kick by Taylor is well struck.
Wow.
Beautifully struck. Wow, it's good. Inside the right upright, he could have poked that one home from 45 or 50.
That was a boomer.
Mammoth kick by Taylor. Good choice by head coach Adam Dungis. A lot of confidence in his FG man, his field goal kicker, Taylor, who puts 3 on the board for Sydney. Yellow Jackets trail 14-3. 3:21 to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Successful field goal by Taylor, 43 yards, the pass play that helped set it up from Donovan Johnson to E.J. Davis was officially 46. Chuck, you were right on the first
one. Gosh, darn it, I made it 41 because I trust him more than I trust me.
You get your erasure out. Final 3:21 to go, second quarter of this game. Sydney on the board. Down by 10, 13-3.
Stebbins leads Taze Valley in the second quarter, 7-0. Troy leads Withrow in the second quarter, 7-0. Anderson leads Xenia 14-0 in the first. No shock there.
Winner of this game plays the winner of Taze Valley and Stebbins. Here is the kickoff by Carson Taylor, and he pounded that one as well as he nailed the field goal. Through the end zone, first and 10 Edgewood from the 20, and it would behoove Sydney to get a three and out.
Yeah.
And then maybe some more points before intermission to make this a one-score game by the break. Edgewood's offense has started to shake off the cobwebs. It's gotten loose here in the second quarter. Poor field position at the outset of the game put the hurt on Edgewood. But the Cougars' last two possessions have been productive. A missed extra point after the second score. First and 10 for Eli Jones and company. Hand off to Tavion Crosby. And he meets resistance at the 23. He leans to the 24. That's it. Middle of that defensive front for Sydney. In there on the tackle. Miles Vordemark on the stop. Help from New Conley, or I should say Conley New. I'll get it straight. Isaiah Clark came up to greet the ball carrier as well. Here is a running play, wide right. Sydney smells it out. It's strung to the near sideline. Good pursuit by Sydney, and the play goes for no gain, maybe a foot. That's about it. That was Eli Jones, the quarterback, who hung on to it. Third and 7, Edgewood. Big play, officially 3rd and 6, Cougars, line of scrimmage, the Edgewood 24-yard line, 2:22 to go in the second quarter. Sydney linebackers drift off the line of scrimmage a little bit. Hudgens, New, and Vordemark. Uh-oh, here's an explosive run right up the gut. It's a good effort. Beyond the linebackers goes Daly. Look at him go, leaving Yellow Jackets behind. He's shedding one, two tacklers, makes a man miss, and he races out to the 50 and over it into Sydney territory.
And that was Crosby right up the middle.
What a run, Batavion. I was in the classroom of head coach Scott Clemens early in the week here at Edgewood. Tavion Crosby was there, and Chuck, he has got legs as thick as utility poles. Roll out, quarterback Jones parks behind the line of scrimmage. Long, high-arching bomb. It's up for grabs. Sydney fighting for the pick. It's batted down, ball loose on the turf at the 3. Incompletion. Strong arm from the quarterback, Eli Jones. He threw that one way up in the stratosphere.
Yeah, Clark had that intercepted, and his own teammate bumped into him and made it incomplete.
Yep, Sydney had a better chance to catch it than Edgewood.
Oh, no doubt.
Clock stops, 1:39 to go, second quarter. It is 13-3 Edgewood.
Kid's got an arm, though. That was a nice spiral.
Boy, he sure does.
Mm.
Come on home! Well, he was way back at his own 40 or 45. He threw that one about 55 in the air. Running play, Edgewood, left tackle. Sydney pushes the ball carrier back after he reaches the 38 of the Yellow Jackets, and a timeout is going to be called by Edgewood with 1:29 to go here in the second quarter. When play resumes, Edgewood will have a 3rd and 2 after the 8-yard run by Daly. We'll keep it right here, tell you about Riemann Drywall in Anna. It's drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, and high customer satisfaction for homes and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. We'll give you a taste of basketball at halftime. You'll hear the majority of the first quarter last March 21st when Botkins jumped all over Columbus Grove in the opening 8 minutes in that state championship D4 basketball game. Highlights coming up during our intermission break of Botkins Columbus Grove. That was the state final in D4. Botkins won it 60-44, and I think reeled off the first 14 points in the opening quarter. First down run by Edgewood, good to the 33, and then a sweep to the right by the Cougars. Good tackle on the play by Sydney at about the 30-yard line. Play went for a +5. as it was the quarterback scurrying to the near side for the Cougars. Another timeout called after a plus four, second and six. Edgewood on a march, leading 13-3, 72 seconds to go, first half. Chuck, shall we take a 30-second break?
We can do that.
Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
So many thanks to our radio station sponsors tonight. WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. Edgewood to the line of scrimmage, 30-yard line of Sydney, second down, 6 yards to go. Minute 12 remaining till halftime, 13-3 Edgewood. Here is Eli Jones after a fake, gives it off to the second man through, and Sydney stalls that running play, holding it right at the 30. It might have resulted in a loss of a couple feet. Third and every bit of six for Edgewood outside the 30 of Sydney. Cougars quickly to the line of scrimmage. 50 seconds to go, first half. Quarterback wants to throw. 8 yards behind the line. It's a bullet whipped down the near sideline to the tight end. Oh, what a heave. Caught on the play by the tight end, Swartz of Edgewood. And that was a nifty pass. No more than 6 feet off the ground all the way from Jones to Swartz. And at the 15, Edgewood clocks the ball, stopping the clock with 38 ticks remaining.
Well, they got away with a big hold that time. They were getting ready to get to the quarterback, and there was you saw the jersey come back. I don't understand how they missed that.
And was there a man or two or three in stripes close by?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
There was at least, you got the referee back here. He's got to be looking at it. He's right there.
Well, Eli Jones could have been chased all the way to the sideline, maybe dropped behind line of scrimmage had that hold not occurred. It was missed by the officials, and it enabled Edgewood to get a first down inside the 15 of Sydney. First man through, Tavion Crosby rolled to the turf at the 12. 31 ticks remaining in the second quarter. Does Edgewood use a timeout?
Yeah, according to the scoreboard, they still have three. So,
and they've used three.
I know they've used three, but this is the home field advantage.
The scoreboard says Edgewood has six timeouts remaining. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, frcohio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Call 419-628-3107. Thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, we help you move forward. Edgewood to the line of scrimmage, 3rd and 9. Jones in the pocket, throwing back edge of the end zone. His target, Swartz again, the tight end, and it's too far. It traveled a couple or 3 yards beyond the back line. Edgewood may try a Rumpler field goal right here.
That was good coverage that time by Sydney. He had to throw it high or it would have been picked off.
Yep, receiver Swartz was pinned. Back there on the play for Sydney was Hudgens. And he was assisted in the secondary by Conley New. Field goal by Rumpler will come from the 20. It'll be a 30-yard kick. Sidney takes a timeout. We'll return in a half minute for the Edgewood field goal. Final half minute, second quarter. Edgewood up 10, 13-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And thank you, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, plus the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Also gratitude to Jackson Center Pro Hardware, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center, Meyer's Tavern in Botkins, Riemann Drywall in Anna, and Stephen Ted's HVAC Plumbing and Electrical in Anna. And before the snap from center, and the field goal try of 30 yards by Rumpler of Edgewood, Sidney burns yet another timeout. Boy, we flew through the first quarter of this game, Chuck, and we have hit a rut.
Well, I mean, this is what you do. They had three timeouts. They're not going to need them. So you might as well call all three and make the kids stand there and think about it.
Again, after our halftime report, a check on stats, we will listen to Botkins boys basketball highlights, first quarter action during the state championship victory, 60-44 over Columbus Grove back on March 21. Botkins got off to a very hot beginning in that game, and we will hear first quarter highlights during our halftime break. Field goal try for Rumpler out of the hold of the quarterback, Jones. Good snap from center. Kick by Rumpler is perfecto. Beautiful, right down the middle. Boy, he zipped that one through. Right between the uprights. The sailing field goal try is a dandy by Rumpler, and Edgewood enjoys a 16-3 lead. Kickoff, Cougars coming up, 21 ticks to go, second quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the tomahawk burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
It is a ground ball kickoff by Edgewood down inside the 30-yard line of Sidney. Yellow Jackets start first and 10 from their own 27. Final 21 ticks here in the second quarter. Team straight field goals late in the second after Edgewood registered the first 13 points of this game. 16-3, Edgewood on top. Sidney will receive to start the third quarter.
I kind of think Sidney's going to just take a knee.
Right. Donovan Johnson lining up 5-6 yards behind the line. E.J. Davis alongside. Snap to Donovan. Down to a knee he goes. We'll alert the radio station. We have a 3-minute radio station break upcoming. A 3-minute radio station break is upcoming on our cue. Just seconds away. Halftime here at Coomler Stadium on the campus of Edgewood High School in Butler County. It is Edgewood 16, Sidney 3 at the halftime break. 3 minutes coming up on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, your radio on your phone for high school sports. And thank you for enjoying our broadcast of the Sydney Edgewood game tonight on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high-quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. Go Goffney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner since 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have gotten started some 15 years ago without the support of Local Equipment. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News and our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM. Sydney trails Edgewood 16-3. Our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, big second quarter on the ground for the Edgewood Cougars.
Well, yeah, they ran the ball, 20 times for 141 yards. That's pretty good average. Sydney had their chances. They had the ball twice from the 50 and the 46 to start their drives. Got down one time down inside, got turned over on downs. Second time they couldn't move the ball. They moved it on the third time they had it and kicked the field goal for their 3 points. But Sydney ran the ball 10 times for 26 yards. That's not going to get it. 8 of 11 throwing the ball for 77 yards, 103 total yards. Edgewood 2 of 5 throwing it for 30, 180 total yards. 8 first downs for the Cougars. The Jackets with 3. No turnovers in the first half. Penalties, Sydney 2 for 10, Edgewood 4 for 29. And that's your stats for the first half.
Yeah, Daly, impressive running the ball for Edgewood. Crosby, impressive running the ball for Edgewood.
Yep.
Perhaps most impressive, though, the Edgewood defense.
Oh, the Edgewood defense has just shut Sydney down completely. They had the one nice throw over the middle to Davis, and other than that, they really have no plays at all. That was 46 yards, and they had 103 total.
There you go. So that long bomb on the post pattern to E.J. Davis in that second quarter, totaling about half of Sydney's output offensively so far in this game. That's our halftime report. Sydney trailing Edgewood 16-3. Halftime presented to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
You're on.
The Sydney High School Marching Band performing here at Edgewood tonight. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on ScoresBroadcast.com. Sydney trailing Edgewood by a score of 16-3. We're about 12 minutes away from the start of the second half of our game. As promised, it's Bodkins basketball highlights. You may recall back on March 21st, the Bodkins Trojans won their first ever state championship in hoops. The boys defeated Columbus Grove in the state title game after upsetting Richmond Heights in the state semifinal. We've got action from the opening quarter. State championship afternoon between Columbus Grove and the Bodkins boys. Trojans went on to win it by 16, 60-44 after a red hot start in the opening period. Opening tip to start the game is won by Columbus Grove. Dribble drive, Blake Reynolds, elbow on the left. Grove in the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Bodkins the home white, gold numerals trimmed in black. Top of the circle, Clement has it stolen. Yanked away by Jaden Pretty. Pretty darts the other way. Laid up, good! Oh, what a clean pilfer by Pretty. He just yanked it away from Clement, head of the key, and away he went. Here's a shove-off by Columbus Grove outside the lane to the left. Blake Reynolds got away with a charge. Missed an eight-footer. Hit the backboard, came off. Rebound, Bodkins.
Well, that answers the question. Are they going to let him play?
Sure did on that series. That looked like a football guard against tackle. Here's a long triple by Jaden Pretty. Bullseye! Bullseye! Great start for Bodkins. Jaden Pretty picking right up where he left off against Richmond Heights. That sparkling performance. Here is Columbus Grove outside the arc, high right. It's Gabe Clement. Boy, if you get a lead on Columbus Grove, they might have to resort to shooting only threes. High right, it's Ethan Hawker 30 feet away. Back to Clement. Very methodical passing team. Not much dribbling by Columbus Grove. They do move without the ball extremely well. Here's Clement against Pretty. Works hard into the lane. Spins, ducks under. Flipped it back on the arc to a teammate who guns a three. Way short. Chucked up there by Ethan Hawker. Barely caught iron. Rebound Carter Plyman. Look at him go to work. He took it 60 feet down the floor and blew it. No good. Rebounding foul over the back on Carter Plyman. Bodkins' defense so far has thrown a blanket over Columbus Grove, which trails 5-0. We played 2 minutes 10 seconds. Clement got away with a walk top of the circle. He caught it while running, continued to take a couple steps, never put the ball in the deck. Here's the ball entered down inside by Columbus Grove to Blake Reynolds. Reynolds has a little 7-footer, hit the rim, spin around, come out. His first shot was short, got it back, nearly made the next one. And Bodkins comes away with the board, leading 5-0, 5:22 to go here in the opening stanza. Pretty's got the ball between the rings. High right to Powell. Straight away, Carter Plyman. Now Zane Paul. Carter Plyman swings it around the head of the key. Zane Paul, baseline left. Jacob Plyman backs his defender down. Little shot fake. And he goes up strong with a 6-footer. He's smacked on the arm. He's got 2 coming.
I like the fact he was using his footwork and trying to get the shot down there. See if they can guard you.
Again, height advantage, bulk advantage for Jacob Plyman on the interior for the Bodkins Trojans. Two-shot foul situation, yes. 6-0 Bodkins, 5:01 to go first quarter. Good sign for Botkins. Both free throws all net for Jacob Plyman. And the Trojans sprint to a 7-0 edge. 4:53 to go, first quarter. Here's Gabe Plyman, 30 feet away for Columbus Grove. Works foul line. He's open. And he rims the 16-footer. It was down below the cylinder. Somehow snapped out. Tough break. Columbus Grove has had two shots go in, come out. Long three ball. Jaden Pretty behind the screen. My goodness! My goodness! He buries it. It was ruled a two, or was it a three?
No, it was a three.
Jaden Pretty has drained a couple from distance. He's had a great steal and a driving layup. And Columbus Grove is down 10-0. Outside the lane on the left, it's Blake Reynolds. Fakes right, goes left, pushing, over guarding against Botkins.
Yeah, they called top. He stuck a hand in that time.
Dylan Top on the floor now for the Trojans, who are up by 10 points, 10-0. Opening 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Here's Clement. 35 feet away, Blake Reynolds. Fakes right, goes left against Top. Wants to fade away and shoot the 17-footer. Great defense by Top. Ball thrown left corner. Baseline drive by Columbus Grove. Great defense by Botkins. A block. A block by the Trojans. And then it's touched last by the Bulldogs, and it goes out of bounds.
Plyman blocked it with both hands, and it was almost like he threw a blanket on him.
Botkins' defense is smothering Columbus Grove. 10-0, Trojans. 3:55 to go. First quarter. Jamison Meyer on the floor. On the arc to Pretty. He steps into a long tray. Hits it! Hits it! Botkins on fire! Botkins on fire! Trojans are scorching the Nets. They are searing the nylon. 3:48 left, opening stanza. Botkins 13, Columbus Grove 7. Botkins is being drove to every spot on the floor.
I think it looks that way because Botkins is that much quicker.
Top of the circle is Columbus Grove after the timeout. 25 feet away on the right is Blake Reynolds. Fires down inside. Then the ball is pitched into the left corner where Schauder guns up a long three. It skids off the rim. Rebound Zane Paul. Down to Carter Plyman. Back to Zane. Wide open look. Got it! Three-pointer. Zane Paul. 16-0 Botkins. 3:13 to go, first quarter. Dribble drive. Blake Reynolds tied up on the arc. Pinned by two players. Foul against Botkins. Hey, what, Chuck? Columbus Grove is not getting up on Botkins' shooters on the arc. Not at all.
No, and I'll tell you, he's about three steps behind the NBA three, so that might have something to do with it.
Yeah, but the defense by Columbus Grove. Shoddy here at the start. Dribble drive into the lane. Blake Reynolds stops on a dime. Fakes, goes up, hits an eight-footer, and it took better than 5 minutes before Columbus Grove scored. 16-2, Botkins harassing Columbus Grove all over the floor. Can the Trojans keep it up? Botkins scored the first 16. 5 minutes into the game before Grove tallied a point. It's 16-4. Four in a row by the Bulldogs, who still trail by a dozen. A minute 50 left, opening period. Here's Jacob Plyman back to the basket, 10 feet away. On the arc to Pretty. Takes right, goes left, navigates the middle, hooks up an eight-footer. My goodness! He made it! He suspended himself to Jaden Pretty, got the roll off the iron. What a tournament for Jaden Pretty. He's been splendid. 18-4. Botkins up 14. 1:26 to go, first quarter. Here's a step back three by Tate Bernesser. Bingo! He's got it.
That was good defense, man. They had a hand in his face and everything.
Bernesser is a sharpshooter. 44% on the year from behind the arc. 18-7. 42 seconds to go, opening period of play. Let's see if Botkins elects to spread the floor a little bit and play for one. Jamison Myers got it. 35 feet out. Jamison fakes left, goes right. All over him is Souter. He tries for the steal, can't. Now Zane Paul works against Tate Bernesser. On the arc, it's Jacob Plyman. Might as well be content to shoot one here at the buzzer.
Well, now if you're down to 16.
13, 12, 11. Deep left corner, Carter Plyman hemmed in. Throws it out to Holman. Cross court to Jamison Meyer. Deep right corner, Jacob Plyman. Open, goes to the basket with five to go.
Wow.
And knocks it down. He banked it in.
And with 8/10 of a second left in the first quarter, a 70-footer is thrown up there by Bernesser. It is off the top of the backboard. Bodkins 20, Columbus Grove 7. First quarter is like the first ever football game between the two schools on scoresbroadcast.com. And this is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Edgewood High School, the home of the Cougars, who lead Sydney by a score of 16-3. We're a few minutes away from the start of our third quarter. We do have a three-minute break. A three-minute radio station break is upcoming here in just a matter of seconds. Hope you enjoyed those highlights from the Bodkins State Championship win against Columbus Grove. The Trojans won their first ever boys' state title in hoops, 60-44 over Columbus Grove last March 21st.
Well, it was impressive because they had such a huge upset win in the semis. Yep. It was just amazing to see them come back and have that kind of drive in the first quarter in a championship game. They were a true Division IV champion in basketball.
Sure were. A marvelous performance by the Bodkins boys offensively, defensively, every way imaginable. It was a team that could score points quickly down inside from behind the arc. It was also a team, Chuck, that could keep you from scoring as well.
They're going to be a good basketball team again this year.
Three-minute break upcoming. Second half, Sydney will receive the third quarter kick. It's Edgewood 16, Sydney 3. Three-minute break here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The second half kickoff has been booted by Edgewood. Sydney with field position to start the third quarter of this game at their own 20-yard line. First and 10, Yellow Jackets, who trail by two touchdowns, 16-3. And Sydney needs a great offensive drive to get the field flipped at least to start the second half of this game. A lot of Division IV volleyball action tomorrow. Fort Loramie, a number one seed, plays Cincinnati Christian at 4 at Troy. Here's Donovan Johnson with a long, high-arching bomb on first down, 10 yards to go. It's up the right side of the field, E.J. Davis, and he's got it! Spectacular catch! Spectacular catch! Wow, what a play!
That was Spradling with the catch and Davis with the throw on the halfback pass.
E.J. Davis threw it, and who caught it?
And that was Spradling made the catch.
What a play. E.J. Davis on the heave to Spradling, a dandy right out of the chute. And you can bet head coach Adam Dungis spent a few minutes at halftime drawing that one up, Chuck, and it worked beautifully. E.J., such a multi-talented player. He can run, he can catch and go after he receives it, and he can also throw the football.
That was a really, really nice throw, and Spradling made a great catch because he had a defender on him.
On the first down play for Sydney from the 40 of Edgewood, a running effort goes for a minus one. Uh-oh, quick look in by Donovan Johnson. Intercepted, might be a pick six. Edgewood on the loose, 35-30, 25-20. Tackle made at the 18-yard line. And just like that, this game turns big time back in the favor of Edgewood.
Wow, I mean, that was going to be a drive to get it down to a one-score game. And that was just a very poorly thrown pass.
It was Radical Rothermel, the outstanding defensive player for Edgewood on the pick. He read it beautifully. He was laying in the bushes. Donovan Johnson didn't see him. He jumped that route. It was a short pass pattern, just a couple yards downfield. Rothermel leaped in front. Away he went. If he's got a little better foot speed, Chuck, he's still running.
Yeah, well, they ran him down from behind, but that was an impressive play.
Edgewood trying to bust this game open. It's Daly cutting off tackle. No room there. Tries to go wide. Stretched out and dropped. What a play.
That was Vordemark.
Oh, Miles is superb. He chased down the ball carrier, Daly. New line of scrimmage, the 21 or 2. Daly got a favorable spot.
That was a favorable spot.
Wow.
I thought he lost about 4.
I don't understand it. I'm confused. That ball should be back at the 23 or 24.
The official's confused too, unfortunately.
And it's marked at the 21. That was a benefit of 3 yards for Edgewood. Here is the quarterback, Jones. It's a straight hitter right up the gut. It is Crosby putting his head down. He churns and plows to about the 12. Oh, my.
It's like trying to tackle a fire plug.
It is. 13, or I should say the new line of scrimmage, is inside the 13 at the 12. Third and 2 for Edgewood. Cougar so capable of Chuck, or I should say Chuck, of getting 10 yards on second down and long. They gain it on the ground like they're throwing. Quarterback, quick hitter, handoff. It's Crosby again. He puts his head down and digs hard to the 5.
Well, he did a nice jump cut for a big kid. He went sideways and picked up another 5 yards on that play.
Well, in the pregame conversation, head coach Adam Dungis for the Sydney Yellow Jackets said that Crosby is the best back that Sydney will have seen all year long. And he's strutting his stuff here tonight. It's Crosby again. Quick hitter. He bowls his way to the end zone for a touchdown. Crosby sliced outside right tackle. It's a 3-touchdown difference in this game right now. 22-3 Edgewood, which took the interception early on third quarter after the beautifully thrown bomb from Davis to Spradling. That got Sydney on the Edgewood side of the 50. And then the Yellow Jackets turn it over. Edgewood's strong rushing attack makes Sydney pay. Extra point, Rumpler up and away, and he's got it. Smack dab between the uprights. 9:32 to go, third quarter. 23-3 Sydney on scores, broadcast.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit frcohio.org.
Yep, the Sydney Yellow Jackets have now fallen behind by 20. 23-0. Tri-Village plays Rushi in Division 4 District Volleyball tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Troy. That's followed by Fort Loramie, the number one seed, against Cincinnati Christian at 4. Jackson Center is in action over at Northmont at 4 o'clock against the Miami Valley Christian Academy. Kickoff, Edgewood, second one early on here, third quarter, through the end zone as Rumpler belts it. First and 10 Yellow Jackets from their own 20.
Well, Clark tried to catch that over his shoulder to keep him from going in the end zone, but he took about a half a step. In high school football, when the ball crosses the plane into the end zone, you're not allowed to run it back.
Right. At 150 yards total for Sydney tonight, 100 coming on two plays.
Yeah.
That's how good Edgewood's defense has been. This is a very formidable Division II club, Edgewood, which if it were to win next week and Piqua were to win too, Chuck, I think they might collide.
Yeah, that would be the next game.
Here's the quarterback, Donovan Johnson, to throw as he's hit. Fires from the 12, and it falls harmlessly incomplete on the other side of the 50 as the offensive lineman for Sydney helped Donovan up. Well, Sydney's got to score. If not on this possession, the next one, make it a two-score game, get a stop entering the fourth quarter. Anything can happen. Jackets may have to get a takeaway before this night is out.
I think that's the key because they have not shown since the first two drives for Edgewood that they can stop them.
Right. And nor can Sydney move the ball consistently on offense without the real huge play. Quarterback Donovan Johnson retreats to the 9. Screen to the right. Edgewood waiting on it. But the pass catcher makes a man miss and then scoots out to the 30, very close to a first down.
That was Taborn. That was a real nice move out there. That was going to be about a 3-yard loss.
That was Devin Taborn with a jab step deluxe. He faked out the Edgewood defender. Away Taborn went to the 28. Third and 2, Sydney. Edgewood, 3 down linemen, 3-4 defensive look for the Cougars. Let's see what Donovan Johnson's got up his sleeve here. He's back in the spread. He's going to run it. Left guard meets resistance. Oh, he stopped cold.
Wow.
At the 28 or 29. Looked like he was going to have an avenue to reach the 30, and it got shut down.
Yeah, he got popped down pretty good, and I think Sydney's going to have to punt.
Oh, my goodness. Last thing Sydney needed was to give the ball up this quickly.
Well, and the problem is, I mean, they got fourth and about a yard and a half, but they haven't shown they can run the ball consistently, so I don't think they have any choice.
Tell you what, Donovan Johnson got a poor spot. Did he actually lose a couple feet on that play, Chuck? Previous line of scrimmage was the 28 and a half.
Well, they ball. Just got an offsides.
Ah, break Sydney. Edgewood a little too anxious up front. Yellow Jackets say, thank you for the gift.
Well, if they came in, they were in punt formation, but they ran up and got under center, and the Edgewood kid just jumped offside and bumped him, got the first down.
So Sydney gets a reprieve. Boy, the Yellow Jackets needed that in the worst way. 8:18 to go, third quarter. It is Edgewood 23, Sydney 3. We've got high school football for you tomorrow night. Airtime 6:25 on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie in Division 7 hosting Springfield Central Catholic. Donovan Johnson elects to keep, plunging over right guard for a couple. He knifed ahead from the 33 to the 36. Second down 7, Sydney. Swartz in there on the hit for the Cougars. Edgewood giving up ground grudgingly. Sydney on the rush, can't make much. And so many of Sydney's passes are extremely short, minuscule gains, 2-3 yards. Sydney needs a long, persistent drive right here. Second down, 8, 35-yard line. Donovan Johnson lofting one, right sideline, way short of the mark. Intercepted at the 50 by Edgewood. Brought back to the 44, tackle made. Edgewood in business.
He just got absolutely annihilated right when he was throwing the football. That didn't have a prayer.
Donovan Johnson wound up trying to fire that one off his back foot, as Chuck noted. Edgewood was on his shoulder when he released it, and the ball was a wounded duck, picked off well short of the mark. Run back by Edgewood to the 44-yard line of Sydney. First and 10 Cougars, who with a touchdown here could make this a 30-3 blowout. Quarterback Jones, it's a handoff to the first man through. Crosby stopped after gaining one. Penalty marker down.
I think we're going to have a hold on Edgewood, that's my guess. Oh, chop block. Huh? How can you have a chop block on Sydney? They're on defense.
Doesn't make sense.
I'm confused.
Usually that is a weapon that is used illegally by somebody on the offensive side of the ball.
Right. You got somebody in contact, and then somebody blocks below the waist. I guess you could do the same thing defensively. I don't know. It's the first time I've ever seen that.
Weird. Big step off against Sydney. Edgewood possession, 29-yard line of the Yellow Jackets. 6:50 to go, third quarter. Quarterback Jones. Oh, handoff way back behind the line to Daly. Daly gets out on the edge, swerves on the corner, down to the 30, 25, 20, upended right there at the 20. He ripped off 9 or 10, close to a first down. Let's see where the ball is marked for play.
Second one on the
second down and one. I think that Edgewood interception, Chuck, I think it was number 6.
I didn't catch the number.
I think it was 6. Whose name is alongside that numeral?
6 is Matt Vogel.
Here's a run around the right side by the Edgewood Cougars, and it's a good running effort. And it is
Daly
again. Boy, used the boundary nicely. Patient run, disciplined, using blockers nicely, and he carved out space all the way down to about the 12. First down, 10 yards to go, Edgewood, 12-yard line of Sydney. As we enter the second half of the third quarter, Edgewood up the 20. And here's an inside handoff on the play to Crosby. Crosby's twisted around, bear hugged. Down he goes at the 10. Last score we had was Troy over Withrow, third quarter, 14-7.
Just the opposite. Withrow was ahead.
Oh, Withrow was up.
I'm going to get some scores here in just a second.
Piqua leading 28-7, second half against Little Miami. And Stebbins was winning at Chase Valley. Boy, that's the opponent Sydney would have loved to have gotten. And Pyle driving his way. Crosby again. He won't go down. He will not go down. Defiant run. He took white shirts on his back from the 8 to the 7, the 6, maybe the 5. Third and 3, Edgewood, 5-yard line of Sydney, 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Edgewood to the line of scrimmage. The big tight end, Swartz, split 7 yards to the right. Quarterback Jones, handoff Bailey back at the 9, and Bailey spilled at the 3. Down he goes, a yard shy of the first down. Fourth and 1, Edgewood. Under 4:20 to go in this game, or I should say the third quarter. 23-3, Edgewood threatening to up the ante, trying to increase the bulge to 30 points. Edgewood to the line of scrimmage. Fourth down, ball carrier's knee, touchdown at the 4. So it's 4th and 2. Under center, Jones. feeds the running back. He is stalled at about the 4. Forward progress, though, maybe the 3. Close to a first down. Initial hit, no way. Edgewood Cougars are saying we've got it. Tell you what, it took a third thrust by the ball carrier.
Sydney saying it's short. Edgewood saying we got it. I guess it's going to be up to the officials.
First down, Sydney. And Crosby is ruled to have been stopped at the 3.5-yard line. So from the 3.5, Sydney takes over.
Nice stop.
Crosby held up just shy of the 3. He got to the 4.5, then the 4, and kept twisting, leaned ahead, got close to the first down. Good bit of gang tackling by Sydney. Give all kinds of credit to Hudgens. Elsner came in there, as did New. They piled on as the hardworking fullback for Edgewood. Crosby did not quite make it. Sydney takes over, 3.5-yard line, 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 23-3 in favor of Edgewood. Here's the quarterback, Donovan Johnson, from his end zone. Or is that E.J. Davis running out of the end zone?
No, it was it was Donovan.
Yes, it was Donovan. Good spurt by him. He surged outside left tackle short of the 15-yard line. And he got 11 and a first down. Offensive line did a nice job. Jaden Bishop, Evan Kennedy on the left side. First and 10, Yellow Jackets. Donovan wants to throw. Flag, pre-snap, foul. It's going to cost Sydney 5. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Family Resource Center, an office in Sydney. We are very pleased to have the Family Resource Center on as a vital part of our play-by-play of high school sports. Unprecedented is the number of teens in Shelby County troubled with substance abuse. There's also an unprecedented amount of help available in terms of the Family Resource Center. Donovan Johnson in the end zone, runs up to the 5-yard line, throws, it's deflected, tipped in the air on the rebound. Sydney may have gotten it on the second chance at the 50-yard line when at first it appeared as though Edgewood had the intercept.
Sam Reynolds, what great concentration that time to pull that one in.
Good focus on the play by the Yellow Jackets. Well done. First and 10, Sydney, and Donovan Johnson tries to take the snap from center and roll out to the left. He's forced to retreat, running in reverse. He's downed for a sack of 12, way back at the 38-yard line. Edgewood's blitz game calling.
Wow, yeah, he didn't have a prayer.
The Family Resource Center in Sydney, providing professional help for individuals and families struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, effective treatment is available, people do recover, and your Family Resource Center can help make this happen. To learn more about the mental health services available to you right in Shelby County, visit frcohio.com, frcohio.com. Sydney getting about 10 of those yards back, setting up a third down and 10 to go from the Yellow Jackets 49. Final 2.5, third quarter. Here's Donovan Johnson sprinting to the right, still sprinting, trying to get to the edge. Can't do it. Out on the periphery, he's yanked down. Nearly a horse collar on Edgewood. Could have been called. Tackle made back at the 45. A loss of 4. Fourth and 14 or 15 for Sydney. Final 2 minutes, third quarter of play. Well, Sydney got out of a hole with a deflected pass and a completion. Yellow Jackets, Chuck, now approaching 200 yards tonight, the bulk of them on 3 big plays.
Yeah, they've got a 46-yard pass, a 40-yard pass, and a 38-yard pass.
Yep, here come the Yellow Jackets to the far side of the field. Edgewood to the near side.
Got a player down.
Yep, timeout called. 2:07 left here in the third, with Edgewood leading Sydney by a score of 23-3.
Well, we've got Withrow leading Troy at the half, 14-7. Bellbrook thumping Trotwood 36-6 at the half. It's a heck of a punt.
Fantastic kick. And Sydney got down there on it. And it was like the Yellow Jackets were pulling off a curling maneuver.
Right. I saw him sweeping. And I'm not sure. I mean, the kid from Edgewood could have fielded that punt, and he did not, and it cost him about 30 yards.
Right. Give Sydney credit. Heads up play. Now, Sydney needs a takeaway right here. Final minute 40, third quarter. Here is Edgewood running out of trouble around the right side. It is the quarterback, Eli Jones, trying to turn the corner. No, it's Daly, and Daly's ridden out of bounds hard. Looked like he gained about 7. Got to the near sideline. There was a vacant space between the boundary and the numbers. He took advantage.
Yeah, he got about 9 yards out of that.
And it's going to be marked for play just short of a first down. Second and about 4 feet to go. Final 90 seconds, third quarter. 23-3 Edgewood. Ball marked for play at about the 16 or 17. Run up the middle. And the fullback totes it. And look at him go to work. It is Crosby driving hard for a first down. He won't be stopped.
It's 11 first downs for the Cougars, and Sydney's got 4 for the game.
Crosby, 5'10", 220. He's like a human wrecking ball. And Sydney's had trouble with him all night. Crosby will survive first and second contact every trip down the field.
He's got, for the size of the kid, he's got a real nice spin move.
1 minute to go, third quarter. A little misdirection, offensive backfield. Jones caught with the ball way back at the 12, nearly saddled with an enormous loss, and uncorks a pass out of bounds. Sydney wants grounding. Sydney wants grounding.
Well, there's nobody out there.
Nobody out there, and the quarterback was clearly in the pocket.
They called it.
Was not outside of the pocket.
Nope.
No question about it. It's got to be grounding. Sydney lobbied for it and got it.
So now I know in college and professional it's a spot of the foul and loss of down.
54 seconds left here in the third quarter. The officials converged and got it correctly called. So it's going to be, what, first down all over again?
It's going to be second down. It's loss of down.
You're right. Scoreboard does read first. Maybe it'll get changed. New line of scrimmage is back in the area of the 25.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it's just from where he threw the ball. Okay, so they've marked off 5 yards.
A little extra retreating is going on. A step backwards further down to about the 13-yard line. That's where Edgewood is backed up to. There it is. Scoreboard properly displays second down and 20. Eli Jones, offensive backfield, first man through, popping it straight ahead. 7-yard advance on the play for the fullback Crosby. A little extracurricular going on. No penalty flag thrown. 34 seconds to go in the third quarter. Edgewood is at about its own 19-yard line. That's the end of the field, Chuck, where we have a hard time really viewing
it's
things.
It's dark, yeah. It's about the 17. I think it's going to be third and, 18, maybe 17?
We're looking through two panes of tinted windows.
If the police pulled us over, we'd get a ticket.
Oh, sure would. No doubt about it. Maybe 2 times the normal fine because these windows are double tinted. And at each end of the field, the lighting not real strong. Oh, what a run by Edgewood. Sydney had the ball carrier. Collared back at the 17 or 18-yard line. He broke contain, circled around, and journeyed out to the 27 as the third quarter closes. It'll be a possession down coming up for Edgewood. When the fourth quarter starts, Sydney down 23-3. on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
It is fourth down and six for Edgewood starting the fourth quarter. Edgewood leads Sydney 23-3. Line of scrimmage for the Cougars is short of the 30-yard line. Rumpler on to punt. Sydney is trying to shoot through to block it. The kick by Rumpler is away. End over end, far side of the field. Lights on the turf right on the numerals. Just beyond the 50 at the 47. And takes two or three hops out of bounds. Down around the 40. That's where Sydney starts. First down, 10 yards to go. This Jaquan Daly and Crosby duo in the offensive backfield.
Yeah, quite a punch, aren't they?
Yep. Heck of a 1-2 punch for the Edgewood Cougars football team, guided nicely by quarterback Eli Jones, a 6'1", 175-pound senior. Daly, 6'1", 190, a senior, tailback, fullback is Tavion Crosby, 5'10", 220, and a junior. They have been a load. Sydney down by three scores. Final 12 minutes of the game. It's a pass behind the line of scrimmage. Caught, run forward for a gain of 8 or 9 from the 38 to the 47 or 8. Ball was run on the play after the catch by Sam Reynolds of Sydney. No, it was Reynolds out in front of Taborn, I think.
Yeah, Taborn had the run.
Reception by Taborn. Second down, a couple for the Yellow Jackets. Sydney in the road, white. Black numerals outlined in gold. Black headgear, black pants. Edgewood in the navy blue from top to bottom. White piping.
I like their uniforms.
Here is the snap back to Donovan Johnson. Oh, he's got a screen working to the left. And it is smelled out by Edgewood beautifully. Edgewood was in the huddle. Cougars knew the play that was coming. And Sydney is saddled with a loss after a completed pass. I tell you what, Chuck, Sydney's had 6 or 7 completions on the night. Short passes for maybe not much more than 2 or 3 yards net.
That's about the average. They got, like I said, they got the 3 long passes, another net. Been a struggle.
Third and 7 to Sydney, which did have a second and a yard and a half. Now it's 3rd and 7 after a completed pass and a loss of 5. Donovan Johnson in the pocket. Receiver, middle of the field. Oh, great catch at the 45 of Edgewood. Run after catch, 35, 30, 25, 24. Guess who? E.J. Davis, glue-fingered hands, middle of the field, in a crowd, snatched it, and he ran for 20 more.
That was a heck of a catch. Boy, was he in traffic.
24-yard line of Edgewood, 1st and 10, Sydney. Both the Yellow Jackets could score, get a quick stop, and score again with 4 or 5 minutes left. Sydney could make it interesting. Donovan Johnson fakes, keeps, left tackle, has a little bit of an opening, carves out 4. New line of scrimmage, the 19 of Edgewood. Clock becoming a factor, 9:50 to go in the fourth quarter. 23-3 Edgewood. Sydney driving. Boy, Yellow Jackets have had 4 really big gangbuster plays, averaging about 35, 40 yards apiece tonight. Other than those 4, not much. Sydney running right up the gut for 1 or 2.
This is what the problem's been all night.
They cannot run the football.
Now, Edgewood, interior defensively, stellar.
16 rushes, 24 yards through three quarters.
Edgewood's defense has been outstanding. Superb defensive play. Dynamite up front. Edgewood all night long. Thanks to Doug Roller assisting us with stats tonight and occasionally sneezing.
God bless him.
Third and two, Edgewood, or I should say Sydney. Donovan Johnson, throw back, bubble screen to the left, and again, Edgewood is in the huddle. They know what play is coming. Completed pass for minus yardage. Holy smokes. Fourth and five coming up for Sydney. Line of scrimmage, the 19-yard line of Edgewood. We're down to 8.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 23-3, Cougars. Sydney just unable to run the ball vertically for much, to pass the ball vertically for much. These flat passes behind line of scrimmage have done more harm than good.
They have not been very effective.
Nope. Here's Donovan Johnson in the pocket, fade pattern, end zone. Sydney receiver is out there, 8 yards deep in the end zone. It is no good, incomplete.
Was in that? Hands, a heck of a throw. It looks like 19.
It was Mitchell Davis.
Okay.
Mitchell Davis had a shot at it. Might have had the ball on his fingertips 8 or 9 yards deep in the end zone. And then he was hit from behind, and the ball came trickling down his body. Incomplete forward pass. He gave it his all. Fine effort by Mitchell Davis. Good throw by Donovan Johnson on the fade to the corner of the end zone. Edgewood takes over at its own 19, final 8 minutes of this game. Edgewood running and Sydney tackling, lost yardage. Good penetration across the line of scrimmage by Sydney.
That was Swiger again, and boy, he took him and threw him backwards.
Swiger on Daly. And it is a loss of at least 5. New line of scrimmage, the 13.
Loss of penalty. I'm not sure what the penalty is.
Loss of 6 on the play, holding against Edgewood. And that hold didn't do the Cougars any good.
I think he'd take the play at that point.
Right. Easy answer. That'll set up 2nd and 16 for Edgewood. 7:50 left to go here in the 4th. There's the signal by the official that he got from the Sydney bench, declining the penalty. Ball marked for play between the 12 and 13-yard line. Scoreboard reads 2nd and 10. It's more like 2nd and 16 or 17. Edgewood a long time in the huddle. Here come the Cougars to the line of scrimmage. Tight end Swartz is on the left. Handoff, Edgewood. End sweep to the right, trying to get to the edge. Sydney strings it out. Tackle made, shy of the 20. Third down coming up, shaken up player. 7:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Sydney down 23-3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one,
Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Edgewood to the line of scrimmage, third down, 11 yards to go for a first down. Excuse me, 7.5 to go in the fourth quarter, 23-3 Edgewood. Edgewood needs 11. Quarterback Eli Jones faking, back in the pocket. Oh, the pocket caves in. He's going to be sacked. Ball pried loose. Pried loose by Sydney. Recovered. Goal line. Touchdown.
Zane Klein.
Woo! How about that for a turn of events? Eli Jones, the quarterback for Edgewood, simply held onto the football too long. Line of scrimmage was up at the 13-yard line, and Jones retreated to throw after a couple fakes. Sydney wasn't fooled. Yellow Jackets were all over the QB for Edgewood, and they stripped it from him. And you said it was Klein, Chuck?
Zane Klein.
Way to go, Klein, for the Yellow Jackets on the recovery at about the 2 or 3, and then he quickly skipped into the end zone to make it a 23-9 game. Extra point, Carson Taylor. Boy, games can change in a jiffy. Big defensive score for Sydney. Extra point try, Taylor. He's got it. Thumped it through. Sydney's right back in it. Need another takeaway. We said several minutes ago, Chuck, Yellow Jackets need a fumble or two, a big recovery, and they get a defensive score.
Right. I mean, yeah, the defense played really well on that series, and good pressure. I didn't see who got to him first, but, boy, Klein took the ball away from him and said, thank you very much.
Yeah, it looked like a wave of white shirts from that interior defense for Sydney. All over the quarterback, Jones of Edgewood, and it's a 23-10 game with 7:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. You know, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come to us from out of town. My Ears Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast at 6. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners, just $12.50, served after 4. We are proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. That's Myers in Botkins, 937-693-8271, 693-8271. Place your carryout with Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Well, Sydney kicking off. Boy, if you ever needed a kick through the end zone, it's right.
An onside kick, but it's not even going to get 10 yards.
It's an onside kick. Rolling. Does it get to the 50? Does Sydney recover it? There's a loose ball right at midfield. Oh, Edgewood says we've got it. Sydney says we've got it. I think the ball, Chuck, went 9 yards and 2.5 feet.
Just depends on if Edgewood touched it.
Right.
If they touched it, I think Sydney fell on the ball. I'm not sure what the call is. Both teams are saying they got it.
And the referees are uncertain.
If Sydney touched it before it went 10 yards, it's a dead ball. If Edgewood touched it in front of that and Sydney fell on it, Sydney ball.
No decision yet from the officials.
They got the coin out, though. They're deciding that.
Enormous play in this game. Is it a Sydney recovery on the onside kick or no? 7:13 to go in the fourth quarter, 23-10 Edgewood. Sydney needs the ball at the 50.
Well, that was the weirdest onside kick I've ever seen. It was like spinning like a top.
Oh, yeah.
And it was going sideways and up the field just a little bit.
It was rolling and rolling and rolling. And it got to the 50 or just short of it. And I tell you what, the officials are undecided.
Yeah, well, that's just not shocking, is it?
And the ball is given to Edgewood.
Wow.
First and 10 Cougars right at the 50-yard line. And the Yellow Jackets might have gotten the short end of the deal on that one. Big play in this game. Yellow Jackets trying to play from behind. Giving up good field position. Ball marked for play at the 49.5 of Sydney.
Tough call right there.
Yep. Referee still uncertain, and they have re-huddled on the far side. during the kickoff, Chuck, I was saying, what a time for a booming kick through the end zone,
yeah,
forcing Edgewood to start at their own 20. When the onside kick ensued, Sydney nearly got it.
Wow. Yeah, we don't have replay up here, but I know they're going to look at that film. I would like to hear what the Sydney coaches have to say about that.
Edgewood is awarded the ball just across the 50. 7 minutes to go. Hand off to Daly, offensive backfield. He cuts right through Sydney's defensive line and charges down to the 40. Close to a first down. Second down and 1.5 coming up. 23-3 in favor, or I should say 23-10 in favor of Edgewood. Sydney got the last score, knocking the ball loose from the Edgewood quarterback inside his 5. And then it was Klein who recovered it at the 2 or 3 and drawn it into the end zone. First down run, Edgewood to the Sydney 36. Cougars trying to bounce right back here. One of our fine sponsors, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Full line of prescriptions plus over the counters. Local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Guess what? Edgewood runs the ball in first down. Nothing new. And the play is good for about 5 or 6 more. Down to 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And a timeout is called. We'll take a break. Jackets trail by 13. They need the ball on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Back here at Coomler Stadium, campus of Edgewood High School in Butler County. This Edgewood School District is quite large. It touches the Preble Shawnee School District, Middletown Madison District, Oxford Talawanda District, New Miami District, Lakota, and Fairfield Districts. And I think technically New Miami sits just between Edgewood and Hamilton, which this school district does not touch. Here is Edgewood on 2nd and 5, running right up the gut. It's Crosby hammering hard, 20, 19, 18-yard line, or I should say 30, 29, 28-yard line. And Sydney gets a timeout. Ball will be marked for play just short of a first down, I think. Third down upcoming.
Sydney decided to use their timeouts on this drive. They're right down to 1 now.
Yep.
If they get the first down here, it's Katie bar the door.
And it's going to be what, a fourth down situation?
No, it's third down and okay, about a yard.
Yeah. Third and just 1 for Edgewood. The clock comes to a halt, 5:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. The scoreboard now is correct. 3rd and 1, Edgewood. Line of scrimmage outside the 25 of Sydney. Yeah, if Edgewood gets a first down here, Sydney, short on timeouts, will be in trouble. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, solid wood kitchen cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Over 20 colors and styles to choose from. Edgewood to the line of scrimmage. Big play, 3rd and 1. Daly, left tackle. He's got a cavity. He goes cracking through it. Nice gain down to the 20. First down. Jaquan Daly, 1st and 10, Edgewood. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. As I said, solid wood kitchen cabinets. Save over 50% compared to the big box stores, plus 11% off additionally. Receive free cabinet handles and knobs with your purchase. Deliverage is $49, three in-house measurements. What a deal. Solid wood kitchen cabinets, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, in Jackson Center, right downtown in the heart of Jackson Center, and also a new location in Greenville. Call Darren Yankst at 937-596-6360. Tell Darren you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Edgewood on the ground, keeping it right there. Second and five from the Sydney 15, 5 minutes to go in the game. 23-10, Edgewood.
Crosby, he got hit at the line of scrimmage and took three defenders at 5 yards down the field.
Boy, he carries a bulk of them. White shirts have been on the back of the navy blue jersey of Crosby all night long, but Crosby still stands up and carries them. Second and five, Edgewood. It's Daly, deep handoff, offensive backfield to the line of scrimmage, pinned. Hudgens and Vordemark got him. New line of scrimmage down around the 12-yard line. It's going to be third and a couple for Edgewood.
This is the combination. It's Jim Taylor and Paul Horning.
With a Thurston up front on the line of scrimmage.
That shows you how old I am.
And Eli Jones impersonating Bart Starr has done a fine job guiding this offense for Edgewood tonight.
He's been impressive, and I'll tell you, I was skeptical when they run this offense that they do. The kid throws the ball really well.
Yes, he does. And Edgewood is going to be a tough out. Might play Piqua in a couple weeks. Inside handoff, it goes to Crosby. He puts his head down and pounds to about the 10. I think he's got the first down. Stebbins was beating Taze Valley pretty comfortably. That's the opponent, Taze Valley, that Sydney wanted.
Yeah.
Edgewood's next opponent, I believe, is Stebbins.
Yes, that is Stebbins. Ends up winning the game, yes.
Right. And then, if things play out accordingly, and if Piqua beats the Troy Withrow winner in 2 weeks, you could have Edgewood against Piqua at a neutral site.
Yeah.
It is first and goal, 10-yard line, Edgewood. 3:12 to go, fourth quarter. Under center is Eli Jones. Gives it Daly, left tackle, and he's got a little bit of a crevice. He goes slanting through it, down to the 5-4-3 knockdown. I'm sorry, he did not get inside the 5, he got inside the 10.
Yeah.
Not the 3-yard line, more like the 7 or 8. I am not seeing that end of the field well.
Well, you can't see it. Now, there was a penalty, and he just called the same penalty on Sydney again. Defensive chop block, I'm going to call it.
The chop block on Sydney, half the distance to the goal, new line of scrimmage, the 3. Goal to go Edgewood to make it a 29-10 game with under 3 to play here in the fourth. Receiver split to the right, 12 yards. You can bet Edgewood will keep it on the ground right here. Eli Jones under center. And I think he gives it on the play to Crosby. Crosby puts his head down, and he drives and hammers. He's over, pounding to the goal line. A run for 6 more. Fullback Tavion Crosby, 5'10", 220, a junior, 29-10 in favor of Edgewood. And the fumble by the quarterback, Jones of Edgewood, and the recovery and score by Sydney a few minutes ago made this game interesting for a short while. Edgewood's extra point kick by Rumpler is true. Got it. 2:38 to go in the game. 30-10, Edgewood on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
And thank you so much, Dr. Lisa Marino at Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. That's VICTRESS health.com, where you are treated individually with functional medicine. Kick off Edgewood in the air. Rumpler airmails it. 2-yard line. Return by Sydney. Up the near hash. One broken tackle, return across the 25-30. Oh, what a hit by Edgewood. Fans down below going crazy. Cougars with quite a tackle.
That was David Rumpler. David Rumpler. They just drilled him right on the sideline.
That was Rumpler, the kickoff man, who zoomed downfield and belted the return man for Sydney. Yellow Jacket football, first and 10, ball marked for play out at about the, 32, 33? Wow, Edgewood crowd, about as boisterous, Chuck, as it's been all night long.
Well, they have some woman down there with a helmet, and she counts 1, 2, 3, and then they all scream it. It's somebody, which one of the strangest cheers I've ever heard.
Big fans of the kickoff man, Rumpler, who kicked it off to the 2 or 3 and then put a charge into Wheeler, the return man for Sydney. Donovan Johnson on first and 10, running to the sideline, pitches it out of bounds. Second and 10, Sydney. 2:23 left to go here in the fourth quarter of this game. Ball marked for play just over the Sydney 30 at the 32. Scoreboard shows second down and 4. Is that right?
Second down and 10.
It's mistaken.
That was a 6-yard incompletion.
There we go. It's been adjusted. Yeah, 6-yard incompletion. I got it. Donovan Johnson at the helm. Little stutter step to the right. Keeps, goes left. Tackle, bear hugged and dropped. 35-yard line. Second down, or I should say third down, 7 coming up for Sydney with 2 minutes to go in the game. You know, every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, opening a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, having a baby, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Thanks so much to Osgood Bank, proud sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Yep, Sydney chose to run the ball on third and long, got very little. Fourth and 7 upcoming. A minute 18 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Fourth and 2.
Oh, my mistake. I was just following the scoreboard's cue.
You can't watch that scoreboard. It's been on all night.
It said fourth and 7. It's fourth and a couple. Sydney going for it. A little undecided in the offensive backfield at the moment. A minute left in the game. Here's Donovan Johnson reversing it. Hand off to E.J. Davis all the way across the field, running a good 45 or 50 yards from the west side to the east side. And he wound up gaining 4 or 5, and he generates the first down with 48 seconds to go.
I knew they weren't going to catch him.
Well, Donovan Johnson is a senior. E.J. Davis, a senior. Carter Elsner, a senior. Isaiah Clark, a senior. Devin Taborn, a senior. I've just run down some very good talent for Sydney that will be missed next year. Blake Kaiser, a 12th grader, Parker Stewart, a senior, Chris Hudgens, Elijah Austin, a senior. Sydney wants to throw the football. They air it out way down inside the 10-yard line, broken up by Edgewood, stopping the clock with 41 ticks to go. Edgewood in the lead, 30-10. Tyler Gillum, a senior for the Sydney Yellow Jackets. Zane Klein, a senior. Nick Spriggs-Leckie, a 12th grader. Conley New, a senior. Carson Rozier, a senior. Also a 12th grader, Jaden Bishop. Lance Layton, a senior. Blaine Vaughn, Evan Kennedy. Bryce Foster, Jaden Swiger. Jack Barker, Carson Taylor. That's a host of 12th graders who will be missed. Very talented young men. Long run by Sydney on the 2nd-and-10 play. Sydney runs it over the 50 to the 40. They fumble it. Edgewood recovers it, and it's going to be a run to the end zone the other direction by Edgewood. 60-yard return with the fumble by Sydney, with the fumble run by Sydney, some 25 or 30 yards into the field. I think it was Donovan Johnson who made the dash all the way to the Edgewood 39. The ball was pried loose. He coughed it up. Edgewood with a scoop and score, covering 61.
Yeah, each team's got one of those now.
Each team with a scoop and score on the night, and it's 36-10, Edgewood with 18 seconds to go. 18 ticks remaining. Edgewood up to 26. Extra point is upcoming here by Rumpler of the Cougars. Strong finish to this game in the last few minutes by Edgewood, who played this contest right down to the final second. Kick by Rumpler, good. 37-10, Edgewood. Thanks so much tonight to our great underwriting sponsors, our anchors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AEG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, your number one insurance agent in the region again. Keep in mind, radio station will have a two-minute radio station break upcoming. When this game does conclude, we will alert you to it. It'll be coming up here in about a half a minute or so. Thanks to Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right at Goffney. We've got you covered. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scorer's founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. We could not have gotten started back in 2006 without the support from Locale. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank, SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com online, SecureCom.com, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Kickoff Edgewood, returned by Sydney from around the 20, brought back close to the 30, 14 ticks left to go. 37-10, Edgewood. Chuck, that was a long list of some very talented seniors.
Yeah, they got,
Sydney will miss next year.
They will, and they're going to have to reload, and I mean, they're going to end up this season 5-6, got to the playoffs, won their division in the MVL. So, successful season in that area. Tough night for them tonight.
I guess some consolation, if you count the forfeiture win over Fairborn as a win in the Miami Valley League, and thus maybe as a win of the season, I guess you could exaggerate just a little tiny bit and say Six wins, six losses, 6-6.
Sydney, take a knee. I don't blame them.
Sydney takes a knee. That's it. Two-minute break upcoming. Two-minute break. Then we'll wrap it up from here at Edgewood as Sydney concludes its season. 11 games played in the gridiron. Five wins, six losses. Edgewood's running game, too much to handle for Sydney tonight. 37-10 final. Edgewood on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches!
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Bruschi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
And welcome back here to Kumler Stadium on the campus of Edgewood High School in Trenton, southwest of Middletown, where tonight the Edgewood Cougars have defeated the Sydney Yellow Jackets 37-10, ending the football careers here at Sydney for a number of outstanding seniors. We ran down the names of all of them for you, many really good ones, and we say goodbye to them on the gridiron. They have been phenomenal players on the football field and ambassadors for Sydney High School as well. We salute them all. E.J. Davis, a senior, just a spectacular career for E.J. Davis here at Sydney. And he had a fine night. He played very well.
Yeah.
Sydney with three turnovers, each team with a scoop and score. Edgewood got its running game together in the second period. When you look back, Chuck, at this game, Sydney had opportunities to score in the first 9 or 10 minutes. Yep. Great field position in the red zone. At least twice, maybe three times, couldn't get it done.
You put the ball in the end zone those first two times you have the ball in Edgewood territory. And, you know, it's maybe a different game, but that's a good football team. They play really good defense, and they run the heck out of it. You know it's coming, and they still run it at you.
Yeah, that turned out to impress me the most. Yes, the running game was solid. I expected it. Edgewood's defense was granite.
Wow, they were. I mean, granite. They were only 2 of 6 throwing the ball for 30 yards, but they ran it 52 times for 264 yards and 14 first downs. Now, if you take a look at Sydney, they threw it 25 times, completed 16 for 205 yards. But they had the three big, they had the two interceptions,
right,
and the fumble. And those three things were key in a loss tonight.
Yep. Not scoring early, not taking advantage of field position in that first quarter. Then Edgewood's running game began to take its toll. Edgewood's defense, very, very good, better than I imagined it to be. I thought the running game would strut its stuff tonight. It did. It showed up strong. Sydney is done for the year, 5-5 in games played in the gridiron, or I'm sorry, 5-6 in games played in the gridiron, 6-6 if you count the forfeiture win over Fairborn.
Which they would have beaten easily.
Yes, yeah. They just wouldn't have played them on the same night they played Fort Loraman.
Who knows? You know, you play one half, then you play another half.
I think I may have misspoken a few minutes ago when I recited Sydney's record. It winds up being 5-6 in games played.
Right.
6-6, 500, if you count the forfeiture by Fairborn as a win for Sydney. A quick look at stats, then our Clancy's Award winners. Chuck, take it away.
Well, 294 total yards for the Cougars, 248 for Sydney. That didn't look too bad. 14 first downs to 6, though. Edgewood had the advantage there. 3 big turnovers for the Yellow Jackets. That spelled the doom for them. And their 2 first possessions, when they got the ball down there, turned it over on downs, and then had to punt when they only gained 6 yards from the 50-yard line on their second possession. And then Edgewood got their offense rolling, and it was unstoppable. I mean, Sydney truly, as good as Edgewood is, and I know they lost by 20 points, but they did a pretty good job of holding them to 30, because that's a good football team.
37 was the
37,
final?
37, that's right.
Counting that.
I'm just making stuff up.
Right. Sydney punched the ball deep into Edgewood territory in the second quarter,
right.
Had to settle for a field goal.
Right. Well, we had a 43-yard field goal for Sydney, a 33-yard field goal for Edgewood. They scored on a 60-yard scoop and score, and Sydney scored on a 12-yard fumble return for a touchdown.
Was that officially 12?
12 yards, exactly.
I may have called it 2 or 3. My mistake. Who are the Clancy's winners?
Well, I'm going to go with E.J. Davis. He's just been a terrific player for them, had a nice game tonight, threw a heck of a pass, caught a couple.
Yep.
He's our Clancy's player of the game.
Brought to you by Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And once again, our radio station sponsors, thank you very much, Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, and Best One Tire. Again, tomorrow night, we are on the air, 6:25 on scoresbroadcast.com only. WMVR 105.5 TAM FM is contractually obligated to carry the Ohio State football game.
Go Bucks.
But online, we've got Fort Loramie at home against Springfield Catholic Central, airtime 6:25. Kickoff at 7 tomorrow night, Fort Loramie, by virtue of the big win last Friday at Lima Central Catholic, 36-31, vaulting all the way to 8th in this region's computer rankings for Division 7, and thus earning a home game well-deserved for sure for Fort Loramie.
That was a terrific, terrific football game last week.
No, it sure was. Again, airtime 6:25 p.m. tomorrow night. Fort Loramie hosting Springfield Catholic. So many thanks to our radio station audience tonight, which tuned in via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. Our online audience, which joined us on scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports. For Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Jack Kramer saying good night here at Edgewood, where the Sydney Yellow Jackets 2021 high school football season has come to a close, losing in round one of the playoffs to Edgewood 37-10.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.